going to happen?
This show is going to make no sense to like 95% of the people.
Are we still doing a radio show?
Lunatic Radio.
What up, everybody? LunaticRadio.com show back on the air. Monday, November 20th, 2006. Rockin' and I in studio. No Ronnie Beans. Chilling out. Giants playing football and they stink.
Yeah!
Word them up. Tired as hell today, but I'm going to get through it.
You're going to tough it out?
I'm going to tough it out today, Rock. Been up since 3:30 in the morning. I'm a little tired, but it's all right. We got a new computer in the studio. More computers to the studio.
Yeah.
We're trying to figure out the computer as before the show was going to begin, because we have to run a backup to the backup now, right?
Well, no, it's actually the only one backup.
Well, we have... Oh, yeah, right. That's the recording.
That's the actual... Yeah, yeah.
And that computer is the backup.
Now we have a backup, so hopefully to prevent what happened for the Halloween show a couple weeks back, we now run a backup.
So we're running a computer now that's just doing its own thing. No one's manning it. It's just there.
It's here to do absolutely nothing but to record what we say.
It's calculating volumes and time length and shitty radio. That's what it's doing.
It's ones and zeros of shitty radio.
Right. And
you know what I just realized, though, Kieran? If we just have like a power surge, we could still lose the backup.
Right. You know what? I'm always doing the show on alert because I feel like something's going to blow up.
Right.
Like there's so many wires and shit around this place. I just feel like something's going to short and it's going to do like a chain reaction thing. And it's going to be like a pipe bomb going off.
We need like a stenographer so you get like a written transcript, a hard copy transcript of the show.
Yeah, word up, everybody. Welcome to the LunaticRadio.com show. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNA. That's 206-202-5666. You can email us at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Love the emails. People send the emails. We try to respond to them. We respond to every single one, actually. And it's pretty good stuff. Ronnie Beans. Let's get down to the Ronnie Beans business.
Whoa.
Ronnie Beans ain't going to be here for a month.
Pretty much.
Ron, I talked to Ron yesterday, and he said he's going to be here for one show before Christmas.
Wow. Jeez.
So no more calling in on the Drunk Call Hotline and doing the Ronnie Beans thing.
Because he won't be here to not stop the bum rush.
Right. And he's not going to hear him. I'm not going to save them for him so I can play him back, and he can go power jack at home to people, you know, blurting his name out. It's just not going to happen. So just end the Ronnie Beans thing. He'll be back, though, one day. One day he'll be back.
This is awful because I can't miss a show now because otherwise it'll just be you.
If you've been a long time listener to the LunaticRadio.com show, you know that Ron, sometimes he'll be here for like 3 months straight and then he'll be here for like 3 months on and off, or, you know, he'll not be here for a long time. It just happens that way. It's his work schedule. He's got to assassinate a lot of people.
No, he's not dressing up in a Santa suit. Club Jelly, Kate, thanks.
I know the Christmas season's coming up, and everybody knows that Ron's a big guy. No, he doesn't play Santa Claus around Christmas.
It's not a clever coincidence.
He's not traveling out to Phoenix with a midget and robbing a fucking mall. He's not doing that. Come on, anybody get that one?
That's a bad Santa.
Thank you.
You win.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, so Rock and I are going to chill out, hold down the fort. Next week, we're going to have a co-host in the studio with us, so that should be good.
Yeah.
All right.
Patrick Milligan. Why don't you just say it?
Patrick's going to be down here.
You heard him a couple weeks ago.
I was going to tease it and say it later.
Well, I said it in the newsletter, so it's already out.
Whatever. Patrick Milligan from cringehumor.net is going to co-host the show with the boys.
Sweet!
It's going to be fun, right? We're going to do a lot of big fun stuff. Got a lot to do on today's show. A lot of shit's been going down. People getting tasered. comedians yelling the N-word. Or the Negro word. whatever they say. I don't know how to put it.
The N-word.
I'm a short little white guy. I don't like using that word.
It's so weird. Considering we're on the internet, we can say anything, but I still can't do that because it's
I'm just always afraid like some black guy's going to jump out of the wall and hit me.
Here's an update. There's no black guys in Wading River.
Thank God. I'd be fucking screwed.
Thank God.
Oh, wait. I didn't mean it like that. I've seen a couple. Cool guys, man. I love the black guys. Now I'm digging myself a hole. Ah! 5 minutes into the show and I'm already in a hole.
I'm digging the black guys. I can't believe you had to say that over the air. I'm digging the black guys.
Well, who was it? Michael Richards, the guy that played Kramer on Seinfeld. He went off in a tirade, so we'll talk about that. Josh Gogan's going to chime in. He's going to call in and help us out with that discussion. Also, later in the program, Michael Richards is going to be appearing on the David Letterman show with Jerry Seinfeld, which is a taped interview, but it's going to air for the first time tonight on Letterman. So hopefully we'll run the show late and we'll get that interview. See what he says, because this is going to be Michael Richards' first public words about the incident that he had at the Laugh Factory in L.A.
I just can't get over the fact how Letterman got this so quickly.
Well, he had Seinfeld. Seinfeld. Jerry Seinfeld. He's the guy.
Yeah.
He can get anything done. Seinfeld is the fucking man.
What is the deal?
What is the deal with Michael Richards?
What is the deal with the N-word?
Negro this, Negro that. I'm fucking going crazy. I'm fucking punch drunk. I'm punch drunk tonight. Yeah, so we got a lot to do. We're going to have a comedian on the program as well. And a whole bunch of other stuff on the LunaticRadio.com show. So, Rocket, how are you doing?
Great. Wow. You actually want to talk to me?
Yeah.
Wow, this is odd.
You're the only guy I can talk to.
This is weird. You actually wanted to talk to me directly. I feel weird.
Did you bang any girls this week?
No.
I always get these strange emails from people on MySpace all the time, like girls.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is some girl Rock has talked to on the internet.
What the fuck?
That's what I always assume. It's probably not the case, but I always assume that. And I'm sorry.
I'm still kidding over the fact that you're actually having a conversation with me right now on air.
Well, I got to talk to somebody.
Because, no, off air, it's like, it's normal. Like, we talk, whatever. But on air, it's shut up. That's as much like interaction we have with each other.
Well, it's just you're loud sometimes.
All the time?
I don't try to, Well,
I did have sex this week, just to make it clear. Not that I wasn't having sex this week.
Well, don't you live with a girl?
Well, yeah, but it's just kind of fun. I was like, no, but I did. Never mind.
I hope
the fact you're trying to talk to me right
before
now.
Before we start the show, I hope you're having sex with a girl.
Yeah, no, I am. No, I am.
Okay.
I am.
All right. Don't you share a bed with one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I hope you have sex with her on occasion.
No, I do. I do.
Never get into the Rocket sex acts.
Let's not.
Well, come on.
It's awful.
She doesn't want you to talk about it? She'd kick your ass, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
She wear the pants?
Nah.
Yes, she does.
That was awful.
You gave that.
I did not sell that.
You gave that nah, yeah.
Nah.
Fucking nah. That's what that was. That was the nah, yeah, nah.
Yeah. Nah, that's good. What? No, we're not going to get into my sex life. Because it's just going to kill the whole aura of the CEO.
Oh, right. Because you're supposed to be a pimp dog.
I'm the fucking Chaznut.
Not to already talk about next week's show, but we're having this guy on.
Skipping this week.
Yeah, skipping this show. We're having this guy on, Killer Nine. He's a rapper from Denver. That's about it. Graphic from that Trife Life Click. CBGENT. Killer Nine. Motherfucking Graphic. Now, I got nothing against Killer Nine, right?
Right.
But why are we having him on the show? Do you know? Rocket, do you know?
I was going to say something, but my laptop doesn't work. Get him, Graphic. Catch me at the CBG spot. Got the shit on lock. I'm that nigga serving beef. Pimp smack your ass, bitch. Never gonna stop. I'm gonna get my paper. I never fall off like the Lakers. So wait. What actually? So he's from Colorado.
Right. He's from Denver, Colorado. He's a white kid. He's a rapper.
He's white?
Right, he's Eminem.
Oh, this sucks.
Colorado style.
Dude, I thought it'd be kind of cool if he's like black.
I don't know any... Why? They give you some street cred, you fucking Italian?
Pretty much. Hey, I'm Italian. I'm black.
You trapped in the closet. Sounds like a black guy, though. Yes, I'm in the OX, low text, track wreck, talking on me, get your ass checked, gotta fill the nigga, bring the niggas ill, sipping Hennessy. I don't know much about this Killer 9 guy, but he's got a cool name, Killer and 9. I'd like to know what that's about.
The number 9.
Did he kill 9 people? Is that what the deal is? Or does he know 9 black guys? You don't like kids who are into rap. Got to have like a posse of black guys so they're cool.
Exactly. Did you ever try rapping?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah. Well, I mean, not like a career.
No, obviously not.
No, haven't you just tried to bust a rhyme like at home?
I did, but like it was just awful.
Did you really give it a good attempt?
No, that was the thing.
What do you rap about?
Hey, nothing to rap about.
Fucking computers?
Yeah, exactly.
I got my CPU today. Fuck you. So get blessed by the Smith & Wesson voice on the mic.
It's that nigga graphic, and I'ma keep coming. My dick ain't floppy like my drive. Nigga, you running, nigga, we coming.
Chrome still gunning. Killer got a run. I got a floppy disk, and I'm taking a risk.
No.
I'm gonna keep coming. I don't know.
Thought that whole time.
I did. Nigga got a run. So Killer 9, man. Yeah, it's gonna be good. Here's another one. This one's called the On the Grind. On the grind, on the
grind, all the time. I need something to follow up with megabytes of RAM. The studio. The latest one
down. I got 3 megabytes. You wanna fight? See, well, I'm making money. Yeah. I'm digging it. I've got a little head bob going. Pussy's his life. He's gonna live it till he dies.
Alright. I will make the most of my time. Use my mind for writing lines, spitting rhymes on a mic. Tick, tick, tock, times are ticking on the clock. And as long as time's ticking, then I'm not gonna stop. Witnesses can watch as I climb to the top. I'm scared of heights, so I won't be jumping off. Not since competition, since I turned it up. Just admit he's scared of heights. Did that officially make him white?
He lives in Colorado. It's a mile high city, isn't it?
That's kind of weird.
It's kind of hard to live there if you're scared of heights.
Yeah, that's an everyday struggle right there, my friend.
You're really high up there, buddy. Say true to myself, no one else but myself. Similar to a tortoise, never break a bone. Why do I feel like I'm gonna get shot? My shell, every time I spit it, gonna spit it like I did it. I'm in this bitch winning, knocking lights out when I hit it. One blow to the dome, got him KO'd. Like Roger Rabbit, Looney Tune, that's all, folks.
You just said Roger Rabbit, Looney Tune. My mind focus deep on the run, no time to waste, cause see, I gotta like, that's mine. How you can tell he's white.
Yeah.
No black guy's talking about Roger Rabbit.
No fucking... Nas is not coming out busting some Looney Tunes shit. Yo, Queens Bridge, Looney Tunes going crazy. Yo, it's like driving Miss Daisy. No time to waste, cause I gotta get mine. Yo, I stay on the grind, keeping my mind focused deep on the grind. No time to waste, cause I gotta get mine. Yo, I stay on the grind, keeping my mind focused deep on the grind. No time to waste, cause I gotta get mine. I make the impossible possible. Tell the world I'm unstoppable. That's impossible. Probably I understand how you can make the impossible possible.
Because then it's not impossible. It's impossible.
Right, then it wouldn't be impossible
exactly.
To begin with.
It was possible to begin with.
Wait, you just confused me. Mike on the grind, bust the rhyme till the day
he dies. That he is me, best believe I got the energy to do it. You know what the scary thing is? Every time we're going to have to do this again next week.
Right. My heart has been close. What matters me the most? Music is the most. It's all I've ever known. So what I know is I won't ever let it go. I'm inseparable like religion in a boat. I flow like a flood. Dude, I know who I am. He must not know who I am. I'm the juggernaut, bitch. I'm going to hit you with your own pimp.
I'm bad. I'm the baddest motherfucker on the world. Keep on
moving. All right, that's Killer 9.
All right.
Going to be on the show next week. He's a rapper from Denver, white kid. He's playing Oklahoma State University, I think, sometime soon. So, Killer 9, word up. Keeping it real.
Up in the field.
I don't know if you can really keep it real in Denver. What is the real? What is the real in Denver? Like fucking skiing? The Broncos? Does he have a whole CD about the fucking Broncos football team? Or the Colorado Rockies? What is in Denver?
Yeah.
I flew over Denver. I was like, oh, look, a building. And a mountain. That's about it. There's not much in Denver. Are there ghettos in Denver?
And Mormons.
If anybody's listened to the program, because there's not many. I can tell by looking at the chat room. Is there anything in Denver? Are there ghettos in Denver?
Yeah, how's that roll? I don't know.
Because Killa Nine is rapping about some deep shit. Like he's making the impossible possible. Maybe you can do that in Denver.
Jenny's already checking in. Quit knocking him.
I'm not knocking.
We're not knocking.
Playing around.
Yeah. We're joshing.
I tell you what, if this guy was from Long Island, I wouldn't be knocking him now. Because I know the motherfucker could come here and shoot me. Since he's in Denver.
I know where the waiting river
is. Fair game.
Jenny's like, you are. We're not.
I know where the waiting river is. No, you don't.
Eyes, nose.
And may not want you to see.
LunaticRadio.com show. Breaking news, everybody. I believe Fox News was reporting just before that O.J. Simpson thing is not going to go down. Now, O.J. Simpson was supposed to appear on Fox. He was doing some interview, right? Some chick was interviewing him about the murders.
Right.
And he was going to tell, well, if I did it, this is how I would do it. And that whole fucking deal's not going down, according to Fox News. Bill O'Reilly was on the Fox News channel going, hey, I fucking stopped this thing. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Right. I can get everything done.
I have something to say and you're going to listen.
It's a real damn shame because I really wanted to fucking see that thing. That would have been great radio. I know every freaking radio show around the country will be playing the audio, but I wanted it just for the radio show. And I would have watched it.
Sure.
Everybody wants to watch that.
Yeah.
But now it's like everybody political correctness shit. You can't put a killer on the fucking TV. They have him on the TV every day.
Yeah.
Christ. Understand it, people. So we're not going to see the OJ thing. And it's pointless to play this clip that this news story I had about this videographer who followed around OJ for 4 years. You know, now that the juice is, you know, out and free, he goes out and does all these college things. He goes out to these clubs and he's like a big celebrity. Everybody loves the guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's kind of, what is it? Today Show had the a news story on this morning.
Matt Lauer?
Yeah, here it is.
May not want you to see.
Oh, fucking
it's coming
faggot.
Out with Simpson under fire for a bombshell book presenting a supposedly hypothetical account of the murders of his ex-wife and a friend. The man who wants to sell these videos says it's time for the public to see what he calls the real O.J. Simpson. Here's NBC's Michelle Kaczynski.
Stay with me, dog. Let O.J. do this thing. Yo, O.J. Yo, O.J., tell the people what you said. They hear you. Say it loud. Don't show me no farm unless you're going home with me.
O.J. Simpson, on tour, living it up, adored by dads and their little girls. OJ, as you've never seen him before.
I'm the juice.
Just part of miles of videotape shot by promoter Norm Pardo.
Let me put my bag on your face.
Able to do that when no other person would touch him.
Let me tell you something, buddy.
He spent 4 years traveling the country with OJ Simpson.
I guarantee you, Norm.
Tape rolling. Using him to promote clubs and concerts. For cash.
He loves women, and they appear to love him. He needs to be loved by people.
Who the fuck loves OJ?
Yeah.
Honestly, if you saw OJ at some fucking club event and you're abroad, would you really seriously consider going up to OJ, hitting on OJ, and going on with OJ?
He should be like just lonely by himself for the rest of his life.
I'm gonna show you how I cut left and slash right, like the 43 counter.
Watch this button hook.
That's how I used to run it with the Bills.
That's very important.
And Pardo says the love he got virtually everywhere they went stunned him.
Everybody want to cramp up on OJ, OJ.
In his mind, nothing has changed from the day that he was a football player.
Here's OJ himself on self-promotion.
What's up for me to promote? I don't want a Geraldo show.
It was for hope that I can make some money from it. Or just as long as you're talking about me and making helping me make some money.
Simpson still owes some $33 million to the families of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman after a civil court found him liable for their murders. But when Pardo put less than 3 minutes of this footage on his website, it sparked more than 4 million downloads.
Is it on MySpace?
People are fascinated with fucking OJ, man.
It is.
I'm surprised that, I mean, all this public outcry for, you know, the people. I don't want to see the interview on Fox. I don't want to see this guy talking about how he would kill the people if he did kill the people, even though he did kill the people. Come on, dude. Play the fucker, man. I want to see it.
Right.
It's going to be on the internet. Do you think it'll be
pay-per-view.
On the internet? Not pay-per-view.
Should be.
Not paying for that shit. People love OJ. It's like a fucking train wreck. Yeah. They want to see it.
Right.
From the state.
It'll be on YouTube. Give it a chance.
Why you gotta let these fucking old people decide what we want to watch? What a young youth of America. We want to see the killers on TV.
I think there was also an issue, quote a little bit, but something like even like the commercials. Like, because not too many sponsors were willing to participate in the interview. And if you don't have the money, they're not going to show shit.
Fox is going to run fucking commercials. They'll make money off of it if they fucking threw it on the air.
But if your sponsors do not want to be associated with that, then you have no money. And if you don't have no money, then there's no reason to even have a fucking channel.
OJ lives.
He has a very good life.
I don't believe that.
Now Pardo wants.
I don't think they would make money off of it. They're not going to lose money by playing it.
No, technically not. But.
Dude, everybody in their right mind, every time you see somebody on a fucking one of these Fox News channels or whatever the fuck they are, and they're like, I'm not going to watch it. Bullshit. You're going to fucking watch it. You'll be there, fucking all set and ready on your couch watching OJ.
Right. So wait, does that mean it's just right now it's sitting in a can somewhere right now? Collecting dust, pretty much?
It was supposed to air like a two-part thing, like starting on, I think, the 27th or something.
Right.
Then like the 29th.
So it's just sitting there.
Yeah.
And they're not just going to play it.
Oh, they'll throw it somewhere.
This tape, as he's already in talks with TV networks. In all, more than 70 hours of O.J. Simpson partying at a club or waiting for a bus or doing not much of anything. What could this possibly be worth?
Well, the New York Post said valued them at over $4 million.
Pardo's new website offers 2 hours of O.J. for $12.95 plus $7.95 shipping.
What seems to be shocking is that O.J. is just continuing to lead his life. And often in a very cavalier sort of way. And I don't think people who think that he's guilty of a double murder want to see the man out having fun and people embracing him.
I'm wonderful. Okay. Thank you, Jesus.
What did he say? No ink is bad ink. No such thing as bad ink.
For today, Michelle Kosinski, NBC News, Atlanta.
Yeah, well, that's OJ, everybody. His daily life. Out club hopping. Playing some golf, earning some bread, going to a rap concert. It's all worth it, man. Guy's got the life.
No, he doesn't. He still owes $33 million.
Yeah, they can't take any of that from him, though. That Ronald Goldman guy or whatever. What is it? Is it Ronald Goldman?
I think so,
the father?
Yeah.
He's been trying to get that shit for years. He can't figure it out.
Yeah.
God. OJ's got like a $400,000 pension.
You know what's amazing? This fucking guy owes $33 million. And I'm fucking a little behind on one fucking cell phone payment, and it's like they're on top of me.
They're like vultures.
Jesus
Christ. Day afterwards, your phone's getting cut off, motherfucker.
Yeah. One day, done. $33 million.
You should get on the fucking on the horn with your carrier and be like, hey, I didn't kill nobody. I don't owe nobody $33 million. I owe you $5. Keep my fucking cell phone on, dick.
Yeah, are you guys confusing me with OJ Simpson? Because I didn't kill anyone.
Right. He owes fucking that Goldman family $33 million. This guy's fucking playing golf every day of his life.
Hanging at the club, partying,
banging white chicks like it's going out of style.
Right. $33 million.
Girls are flocking to him, hobbing the OJ dick. They love it. Oh, they're all over OJ's cock.
Stop.
Telling you, OJ's got porno films out there you don't even know about.
That's awful.
Called I Just Juiced. All over your grill. Now I'm rolling on your ass.
trying to think of an awful football term.
It's OJ.
You've been juiced.
I just sacked your quarterback.
What?
I don't know.
That made no sense.
I was trying to work in like an ass joke there. It just didn't come out well. Yeah, so the OJ thing ain't going down, man. And I'm fucking disappointed, man. Throw that shit on the fucking TV. You see this shit on MSNBC. If you watch MSNBC after 11 o'clock every weekday night, they have murderers. They have dudes in prison. They're doing interviews with motherfuckers who've killed people, robbed from people.
Right.
What's the difference? What's the difference? Because it's OJ?
The juice.
Because it's somebody we're interested in seeing?
Because it's Nordberg, that's why. Come on, you didn't get that reference?
Nordberg. Yes. Oh, yeah. From that movie.
Yeah.
With Naked the fucking Gun. Naked Gun, yeah. Yes, love that shit.
Nordberg. That's why they're afraid to touch it. Because of his fantastic performance as Nordberg.
OJ's living a life, man. He figured it out. He knows how to beat the system. Gotta hand it to the guy. Cuts left slash right. How do I do it? I want to cut left and slash right.
Seriously.
I don't want to hurt anybody. I want to break through the barrier and have a nice life. He did it. I'm going to call OJ.
Let's get him on the horn.
OJ, let us know what's going on. Yeah, OJ, come on the lunaticradio.com show. We'll fucking have the interview. You tell us how, if you did it, this is how you would do it.
Kieran, he used to come on the show a lot, actually.
That's right.
I killed her. No, I didn't kill her. I didn't say that.
That awful bit.
Stop putting things in my mouth, Rhonda Beans.
I would always shut the show off whenever you do that.
It's OJ. I'm the juice.
I love that motherfucker. I don't love him. He's a killer. I think, right?
I think so, yeah.
Apparently, people have been telling me.
Wow.
Nuts. What a bastard, man. And actually, when I was watching the news channel, news coverage all this week, man, they were bringing back all the old fucking evidence and crap from the first trial. Mm-hmm. And you forget over, because it was like 12 years ago, you forget how much evidence was against him.
Right, yeah.
Like the blood in the Bronco.
Right.
And the glove, like, on his face.
Right.
Like OJ's ball sack was lying at the crime scene. There was so much shit against OJ.
Right.
How did this motherfucker get off? How?
Oh, man. Hey, we got someone calling in.
Who is that?
I don't know.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Maria.
Hi, Maria. Welcome to the LunaticRadio.com show.
Hey, thanks. Am I on the air now?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, sure.
All right. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. I just got out of, I'm at OSU, I'm in Columbus, Ohio right now, and I just got out of, Jim Gaffigan just did a show at OSU, and so I just got out, so
wow.
Freezing my ass off outside smoking.
How was Jim? Was he good?
Of course, he was hilarious. Josh blew up in for him, it was really funny.
All right.
Great show. I saw a special, we had VIP treatment, we like walked in, we had seats up front. Said reserved for Maria Shahada, and I was like, that's right.
Oh, wow, look at this girl.
Look at her.
Coming up in the comedy.
Look at me.
Coming up in the comedy game, getting all the VIP stuff.
Nice. Sucking some dick, getting up there.
I'm
nice
kind
nice.
Of a big deal.
She is a big deal. Maria Shahada joins us on the LunaticRadio.com show. She is a comedian out of Columbus, Ohio. Maria, did you move to New York to pursue comedy? Is that the deal?
Yeah, I moved into New York about a year and a half ago from Columbus, and just been doing my thing there.
Why comedy? Why comedy for you? Were you doing it in Ohio, and you're just like, I got to go to New York if I'm going to make this happen?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. It's just like, I was always so afraid of public speaking. Like, I would drop a class if I knew there was a presentation. And I just, you know, like, I just always wanted to do stand-up comedy. I love stand-up comedy. Actually, Jim Gaffigan was probably the person who got me into stand-up, because I remember on prom night in like 98 or 97 or something, nice. Like at the after party, I'm watching TV while everyone else is getting drunk and screwing. And it's just like, and I'm watching Comedy Central and Jim Gaffigan's on.
Well, that's sad.
And he's just the person who got me into stand-up. And what the fuck am I babbling about? But anyway, yeah, so I I just started, like after college, I didn't want to get a real job, so I got a job at a comedy club. And then I just got into it. I started going to the open mics, and then, after, like, finally they made me go up, and after, like, five shots of Jaeger, I went up for my first time.
Wow.
And I was in love with it ever since.
Wow. Really? And what got you hooked into it? Was it like the reaction from the crowd, the first laugh you got? You're like, oh, this is fucking cool. I can make people laugh.
It really is addicting. As soon as you get your first laugh, it's like, I got to get more. I got to have some more. So, yeah, I just kept doing it. You know, and like, but the open mics in Columbus, there just aren't that many. And I was like, if I'm going to do this seriously, I should move to a big city in New York, like Comedy College. So I moved here.
Was that like a no-brainer decision for you, or was it like a big thing? You know, how do you go from just doing open micers in fucking Ohio to making a decision to actually get up and move to New York and give it a real shot? And that's a big decision, right?
Yeah, it was a big decision. I'd been wanting to move for a long time, but like I had family in New York that I stayed with my family in Staten Island for like a month. And that wasn't working out. You know, like, I don't know, in Staten Island, it's impossible to get to and from. Like, you're taking a ferry, and it's a half an hour. It wasn't working out. But they were my jumping stone, my building block, my whatever, you know what I mean?
I jump stones, too.
Sure.
Fuck it.
But they made the transition easy. And then I moved in with a friend. I stayed on her couch for $400 a month on the Upper East Side. Mm. And I just made it happen.
I don't run across too many people who actually come from different states to come to New York and pursue comedy as a career. Right. It's just something I don't fathom. Every time I see like a guy like Bill Burr, I just feel like, I don't know, he was always funny and he was always, you know, doing something great with comedy, and he just got into it and became a success right away.
Right.
Maria is a girl who's, you know, who's actually doing it.
Right.
And she's trying to, she's working through the process, and you know, the bumps in the road, and she's trying to make a name for herself, which is really cool. You don't really run across people who are actually living the dream. Like it.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a bumpy road. It is. It's like, it's so hard just like trying to figure out the scene when you get here and like go to all the open mics and you start meeting people, and it's just like, it's a huge networking game actually. You know, I mean, you got to be funny, obviously. But the more people like you get to know, the easier it becomes. But it's just, yeah, like, I mean, you just got to throw yourself in there, and it's tough.
Yeah. We saw you at the Gotham Comedy Club a couple weeks ago. You did a fine job.
Yeah, thanks very much. That was a fun show. You guys, I didn't even see you guys in the audience, but...
Well, we were in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we had VIP treatment for you guys. I should have put your names in. Yeah, the show was like, it was like Pat Dixon, Ted Alexandro, Colin Quinn, Bill Burr. It was an amazing show.
Mm-hmm. Also, I remember Maria's set, and she did a great job, but what I remember the most is Maria's hug.
I was just going to say, yeah, Maria, you really gave him a nice, like, hearty hug when you saw him there at the bar.
You gave me a nice hug.
I did?
Yeah, I'm Kieran.
I give everyone hugs. Did you think it was special? I'm sorry. It was probably special. You know why? Because, like, you're a good hugger.
Thank you.
Wow. Nice cover there, Maria.
Yeah.
Nice.
She's covering. Totally nice. Covering right there.
Wow.
I don't remember who I was hugging.
That's the quick wish right there.
Yeah. Maria, tell us a little about the Shahada show. You got a little podcast going on, too, right?
Yeah, we're doing this radio show. It was on a little bit of a hiatus. Started it last month. We did like 4 or 5 episodes, me and my friends, Jeremy Schachter and Alicia Faria Santos. And we're starting it back up again December 6th. It's on, Cringe Humor Radio now?
Mm-hmm.
And we do it every Wednesday night from 8 to 10. We really didn't have any structure for the show. It was just kind of like we got together and ordered Chinese and just started bullshitting with each other. And I think it's going to be a little more structured when we start up again, just because, like, there would be a lot of uncomfortable, what are we talking about now? You know what I mean? For 2 hours, you're just like, I guess we go to break and figure something out in the break. You know, so it's like, it's kind of a lot of pressure, you know, like, I don't know. If you're on a date and it's not going well, they're the only person who hears it, and it's fine.
Yeah.
But if you're on a radio show and you know what the fuck to say, you're like, well, all right, this is going to be podcasted, and all of 200 people might hear it.
They're going to hear me talking about nothing. And I know what you mean. But is it going to be a bunch of comics sitting around talking about the comedy game? Is that the kind of feel we're going to get from it?
That's kind of the direction we took with it, because that's all we know. You know, like, we're three comedians on the New York City scene. And I mean, that's what we know most about. So like, that's where what we end up talking most about is the comedy scene. Mm. So I guess that might be the angle we take. I don't know. Like, I don't know how interesting that is for other people to sit and listen to I've talked shit about a bunch of people they don't know. But
I don't know.
I'm not making this sound like a good show, am I? I'm like, oh, we don't know what to say. we talk about stuff no one knows about.
It's a good show. When you get three funny people on a microphone, it's pretty good. It works
three
out.
Three funny people in a microphone.
Yeah.
Nice. Back.
Where is that?
I mean, we're making it work, and we're fucking two idiots.
Wait, we are?
Yeah. Well, I think.
No, we're really not.
At least we have the microphones on,
yeah,
Rocket.
Yes,
did you guys have some kind of after party at Caroline's that night after the Cringe Humor Awards? Was there something going on? Cause I
oh,
think,
that's right.
Like, Aliza and Cam and them.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
Aliza. What's Aliza's last name?
Maria Santos.
Whoa.
Maria.
She's Brazilian.
Brazilian. I was trying to ask her about if she does the wax, and she said she does. Right. I was like, when?
is she one of your best friends or something like that?
Yeah, she's a really good friend of mine. She actually came from Columbus, too. She moved to New York a few months before I did.
Wow.
Yeah, we had...
So, yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait. So, Aliza's Brazilian, and you actually have... you're Egyptian, right?
Yeah.
And you both lived in Columbus.
Yeah, that's, isn't that weird? And now we live on the same street in New York, and we didn't plan it. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, the New York part I understand, but the idea that you're over there in Ohio, I'm surprised you didn't get kicked out.
I know. And people are confused us all the time because we're both short. We both have curly hair. So it's funny. There's like some similarities between us.
Yeah, well, there was an after party after the Cringe Humor thing, and I believe Aliza was sucking face. I don't know. Alleged.
He was what?
Sucking face with
people.
Yeah. With people.
With people.
I don't know.
Of both genders.
So you should have her on the show to talk. I don't want to sit and discuss her.
Yeah.
You know,
I'll tell you. Yeah. So Maria Shahada, everybody, she's got a website, MariaShahada.com, MySpace.com, The Shahada Show.
Yeah, that or / Billy's Got It Made.
Right, and you're going to be performing in at the Funny Bone in Columbus, Ohio tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I'm going to go to the circus at 7:30. I'm in Columbus tomorrow. Should be a good show. It's a showcase show where, like, the general manager there at the Funny Bone, he books like 12 rooms across the country, and so all these aspiring comedians come in on Tuesday nights to perform for him, so that he'll book them. They're trying to pass with Dave Stroop, and I'm just doing a guest spot.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't even remember all my other shows, but if you go to my MySpace, all my shows are listed on there. Most of my shows are in New York, so.
MySpace.com/ Billy's Got It Made is your actual MySpace page, right?
Who's Billy?
Right.
Who's Billy?
But I don't know. You know what? I came up with that in college. It was just a screen name. I was just like, whatever. You know, the first thing that came to mind.
All right.
And everybody thinks it has something to do with Bill Burr. And I'm like, it's nothing to do with him.
I did see you chummy with Bill Burr at the Gotham Comedy Club.
Bill's a great guy. He's awesome to talk to about stand-up comedy. He's full of information, like... Anytime you want to know anything about the scene, he's always really helpful.
Is there any female comics that you kind of looked after before, you know, when you're, you know, just starting out or whatever?
I always loved Kathleen Madigan. She's always been so hilarious to me. Like, the biggest thing I like about Kathleen is that if you were to just read her set, you would have no idea if she was a guy or a girl. You know what I mean? Like, she isn't very, like, female heavy. Like, not to say there's anything wrong with female comedians, but I mean, she's just funny. It has nothing to do with being female or being anything. It's just, she's just a funny person. So she's always been, like, the one female comic I've always looked up to.
All right. I like Maria.
Yeah.
Maria's cool.
I like you guys.
She's definitely outside of that mold, because I'll admit, I have a big problem with a lot of female comedians. They just do absolutely nothing for me. But, like, when I saw you did an excellent job. I was like, wow, she's funny and attractive, which is crazy.
Give me some nice belly laughs.
Nice belly.
She's funny and she's female. What the fuck's up with that? Am I allowed to say fuck?
Yes.
Yes.
Actually, say it one more time.
Can you say the word cunt for me?
Cunt?
Yes. That's hot.
You guys are both fucking cunts.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank
you. I love you both.
Huh? I said thank you.
Not the first time today we heard that.
Not the first time today. So you guys, whenever you're going to have another Lunatic Radio outing at the bar, give me a call. I want to come out.
Yes, we'll do that.
Great. It was so funny because that was the first time Maria met us and our motley crew.
Yeah.
And it seemed like you were just a little bit, I don't know, scared. And you tried to stay away from us. You said you're high.
You're just like, there were so many of you. Like,
I know exactly.
You were just drunk and screaming and shit. And I hadn't gotten to that point yet. I was just entering the bar. I hadn't been drinking. So I was just like, whoa, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Were you guys playing pool with me? I forget.
I don't remember. I think I was yelling at you at the pool table because I recognized you, and I was just like a drunken ape at that point. And I was like, Maria!
Yeah.
And she didn't even know me.
And all I did, and all I said to Maria was, I apologize for Karen and his antics. I'm like, I'm sorry. We're leaving now. He's drunk.
Karen was so wasted. It was great. It was the first time I met him. I don't even know the guy sober. I don't know you.
I know. That's the thing. Maria doesn't know us sober. Every time I've met her, we've been hammered.
She's seen our good side. What can I tell you?
I met her twice and I've been a drunken mess. Both times.
Yeah, I'm still talking to you. So.
Yeah, that's a good thing, right?
No, word up.
Yeah.
I got charm, maybe.
Not really, but no, okay.
I'm trying. Fuck it. All right, MariaShahada.com is the website. Everybody should be playing the Funny Bone in Columbus, Ohio tomorrow at 7:30. Show starts at 7:30, and she'll also be at the St. James Tavern in Columbus, Ohio. That's on Wednesday at 10.
That's on Wednesday night. I think it starts at 10.
Yeah, word them up. You are just all over the place, Maria. And
I know.
I really think it's cool that you're doing this. It's pretty cool. I look up to you.
All right. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on. Hopefully I'll see you soon.
Definitely. All right. Cool. Maria Shahada, everybody, on the LunaticRadio.com show. There is a girl who's trying to get into the comedy game. No, I like it, man. She's cool. She's like, you know, like an actor. Like you move out to Los Angeles and you want
to make it big?
Yeah. Same type of thing, but you're doing the comedy thing.
With a little like polka dot bag on the stick on the end. Just trying to, you know.
Yeah. Then we're on the radio side, sucking each other's dicks over here.
Not really.
Doing nothing. Doing a radio show that nobody listens to.
Yeah. No one loves.
Rock, let's just become gay. And
no!
Might as well.
No!
Spend so much time together.
It's awful.
Fuck it. Why not?
Ridiculous.
Hot beef injection. Come on. I'll put on some fucking heat wave
shut
later.
Shut up. You tell me you were not like totally. Because I saw from afar when she hugged you, I was like, holy shit. You thought that was like it was a special hug, right?
No, I didn't think it was.
Stop it! See, I should have asked this question before she called.
I didn't think it was.
Because I would have got a different response.
I'm not looking to get laid every time I meet a girl, dude.
I'm not. No. Okay, for everyone, let me explain this. This hug, like you know, like there's like that standard hug when you give someone, like when you see someone, hey, how's it going? You know, hug like one, two, let go. This was hug one, two, three, four. The hands were moving. Like when you're hugging someone and you rub the back, that's an extended hug. That means something. There was hand motion in that hug.
She was rubbing my back?
There was some.
Well, the whole time she was hugging me, I was telling her, oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was an asshole on the previous night when we met because I was hammered and I was yelling her name. Maria!
I apologize for you.
I was apologizing as I was hugging her, so it was like a fucking little deal going down.
Like, you and I are like, whatchamacallit, like...
Dumb?
other than that. Like, a carnival, like, show going through a town, and you're like the elephant, and I'm the cleanup crew picking up the shit.
Have we started the show yet?
I don't think
44 minutes in, and I don't even know what we did.
I don't think we accomplished anything.
We talked about OJ for a little bit.
And I really don't think we're going to accomplish much today.
No, we're going to get a lot done, because there's a lot of stuff. We got to talk
about
it. That Michael Richards thing is a huge story.
It's the big to-do in news.
Yeah. It's all over the news now. All right, let's do our first break, Rock. We'll take a break. Come back. More LunaticRadio.com show. Regroup.
That's what we do best.
And we'll be back. More LunaticRadio.com show right after this.
Lunatic Radio.
I'm calling to let you know that I will never do this show again.
Yes!
All right.
Yeah! Alienating people since 1979.
You're listening to a future Marconi Award winner.
Comparing Buffalo to Ottawa is like comparing shit.
Oh my God!
On the LunaticRadio.com show.
Yo, kids, what's up? It's the CEO here. Listen, if you're trying to make your podcast legit and awesome, you need this product, the Poo Poo Player. That's PUPUPlayer.com. Check it out. What it does, it takes your podcast, puts it in this jukebox setup, and you're able to do things like randomize it, add slideshows. It's awesome. It makes you cool. Makes your podcast legit. It's so legit, we use it. Go check it out on our website. Hit the Listen Now button. That's the Poo Poo Player. So go to PUPUPlayer. That's PooPooPlayer.com and download it, check it out for yourself, and realize you too can be the Shaznak.
LunaticRadio.com goes live. Go to the website or message board to find out how you can join in and interact with the show live. That's right, live. Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Be there. Be
comedy, beer, smut, talk. It's lunaticradio.com.
What up, everybody? LunaticRadio.com show, back from break. Emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunk Hole Hotline, 206-202-LUNETS, 206-202-5666, hit us up. Apparently some technical issues going down with the computers again.
We added a computer,
now another computer just crashed out.
Yeah, it was just weird, like, just went in, just to play the track, like, you know, because we have these breaks, and we have music and whatnot playing, and the Winamp would just go for like 3 seconds and then just hit stop.
Ugh, I hate ghetto studios.
Don't understand it.
That's a new problem I've never even seen.
Yeah, why? I mean, it's like, I even took it off the server, so it was just like playing Winamp like you just want to play music.
Sort of fucking thing.
And it just won't play music.
Bitch. New I'll problems, figure it out. Man. I love fucking internet radio. Jesus Christ, somebody call me and give me a fucking job.
Everyone in the room is like, what's going on? Everything's repeating. Oh, my God, I'm going to get AIDS. Why is this happening?
By the way, you can't get AIDS from a radio show.
Oh.
Just to let people know that. I don't know if you didn't know that before. Wait,
I'm never ready for this because that's funny.
You know, this is a perfect time to mention that we have an XM radio petition.
Yes!
Set up by the listeners on the lunaticradio.com message board. You can also log on to the lunaticradio.com homepage and sign the XM radio petition, everybody. I want to thank everybody who has signed that. That thing's been out for about a year. There's like, I don't know, maybe 125 signatures on it.
Wow, so if you do the math, that's like... That's
we're
like...
not getting a job. You don't need to do any equation. 125 listeners... Really not getting
there. Carry the one.
But I want to thank everybody who has signed it, though, because they, not only do they write their name down there, but they also leave little comments. It makes me feel good about myself. Because, you know, I tell the people every day, take 10 minutes out of each and every day to beat myself up. And I've been doing that a whole lot this week. I don't know why. But, yeah, I think that's pretty cool, man. Yeah. The XM radio petition. That's a good thing. Yeah.
So if you feel like adding to it, I don't know why, but it's on the message board in the listener forum.
Yeah, I was also reading the iTunes reviews because the show's on the iTunes there, podcasted for the people to download and stuff like that.
Right.
I'm not much of a computer guy, as you can
tell.
No,
but you like pushing buttons.
Right, I push buttons and...
hope for the best.
So I was reading some of those reviews on the iTunes there, and I was going through them all, and I was like, holy crap, what fucking radio show are these people listening to? Because they're writing such nice things, and I'm like, I'm fucking not a nice guy. I don't know. We don't do great radio rock, do we? We do mediocre at best. That's what I think.
You know what it is? Because I don't know. We don't really do radio. We just kind of do us on a microphone. You try to bring some level of professionalism to it.
I tried it with a wacky voice.
Hey! Whoa!
Hi, everybody. It's 2 for Tuesday on the LunaticRadio.com show. Here's a twofer from Nirvana.
For the six-pack after this.
Say something funny. Yeah, so the reviews are really nice and
people
kind.
Are nice.
I love them. I'm going to have sex with each and every one of you people who signed that thing.
Male and female, looks like.
I think so.
Everybody's winning.
I'll do it. Come on. I kind of get my dick wet somehow. Anybody? So, Rocket, are we going to figure out what's going on with the breaks? And probably not.
I'd like to, but as long as everyone in the chat room doesn't get all fucking apeshit, what's going on?
I don't even know how to do. I wouldn't even know how to fix the brakes as we do the show.
See, I freak out. I can't work under pressure because I can sit there and tinker with Winamp, but every 2 seconds I'm looking back at the chat room and someone's like, "What's going on? Everything's getting screwed up. Oh my god, I'm going to die!" And then I'm like, "Okay, I can't touch this because people are going to freak out."
Mm-hmm.
So don't freak out. And this is just for the live people. Karen, you could edit this part out if you wish. If during the next break it's kind of quiet, we'll be back. Don't worry. I'm just trying to fix Winamp. So just hold each other's hands, suck each other's dicks. We're going to get through this together. Pam, come by, sit on my lap. We all win. All right.
By the way, I don't even know what is up with all these people going fucking hog balls crazy over these fucking video game systems.
Holy shit. Someone ran into a pole. I thought it was so funny.
Can you fucking relax with the fucking PS3 shit? Holy Christ, dude. I was watching the coverage. There's fucking people all over the country going berserk over these fucking video games. Waiting online for fucking 4 days straight for a fucking video game. Waiting online for fucking 4 days straight to pay 300 and some odd dollars for a video game system.
Makes us look like we're cool.
It honestly does. I do it in a radio show. I feel like fucking Karl Malone. Isn't Karl Malone cool? Tell me he's cool. Somebody tell me Karl Malone's cool.
Yeah. Karl Malone.
I'm a cool guy. Yeah. Fucking nuts, dude. Relax. And people will get robbed standing on these lines because, you know, the fucking bank robbers or the fucking the mean guys, they're like, hey, look at this, motherfucker. There's a bunch of people standing on a line. They've been there for about 2 days, and they each have $300 on them. Let's go down to the line and rob their asses. They're like ducks on a pond.
It's awful.
A lot of stick-ups, people getting shot. Crazy. I saw some wacky video on the YouTube.
Whoa!
Of some kid dressed up in a pimp suit, gets into one of these stores. I guess he waited online for a day and a half or whatever. Gets into the store, buys the PS3 thing, right?
Sure.
Walks out of the store.
Right.
In his wacky pimp outfit.
No.
And breaks the thing.
No.
With a sledgehammer.
Stop
in
it.
Front of everybody.
Stop it. Are you serious?
And people are calling this kid a cocksucker. I'm thinking he's smart. I mean, I could do without the fucking pimp outfit because you're just an attention whore trying to get attention. Come on, dude.
Wait, why is he smart? What was his gain? What did he get out of it?
He pissed off people. That's what he gained.
That's what he gained.
He pissed me off with the pimp outfit. I didn't really give a shit about the PS3. The pimp thing threw me for a loop. I was like, what the fuck is this? This is a white kid in a pimp outfit at a fucking toy store. What is he doing? Anyway, yeah, relax with the fucking video games, dude.
Whatever happened to Duck Hunt and Gyro Might?
Yeah.
Those were the good old days.
Whatever happened to fucking foosball, damn it? Foosball! Wiffle ball! Get outside and fucking breathe the air, motherfuckers!
Wiffle ball's a good game.
Christ.
I kicked ass.
Gaming is taking over the fucking world. There are people out there. I'm just learning this. There are people out there who spend pretty much 24 hours a day playing games in this virtual reality world. Like
Ronnie Beans.
You can create like characters and shit.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about this?
I actually did. I played a beta version of this online system called There at There.com. T-H-E-R-E. You have to pay now, but I did it when it was still free. And you create a character and you just roam around this world with this character. I'm going to throw myself under the bus right here.
Go ahead.
I kind of had this like internet like kind of like date thing. I actually had like an internet date thing. Not that we would actually ever meet.
Wait, you were virtual characters?
Yeah, and it was like you have your own little character.
Mm-hmm.
And
you rolled up onto this other character?
Pretty much.
They're in the game.
Yeah.
So it was hooked up via the internet or whatever.
Pretty much. And I was kind of like cool with it because I was like new to it. So you gain value points, so you could get things like you could drive around like little cars and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm just sitting there walking around like with a t-shirt and jeans because, you know, you could even get clothes and all that. But she would give me shit, so I'd hang with her. And then like one day she's like, one night she says, oh, meet me here. And she pointed to the map at like 9 o'clock. And like, you know, I came home from work or whatever.
So you had a fucking computer date.
In essence, because I met up with her at a specific time in a specific place. To just roam around the virtual world with her.
You rolled up on your character in this game, rolled up on the other character.
Right.
And did you know, seal the deal? Did you bang him?
Yes. I hit the F3 key, which is anal sex.
Control alt. Jizz on the face. Where's that key? Where's the jizz on the face key?
Alt jizz on the face. Control D, doggy style.
By the way, this just in, I think what's screwing up the breaks is the actual audio in the chat room.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's something else.
Thank you to Chris from Chaos Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the fucking video game thing is kind of, you got to take a rest with it, dude. Yeah. People, relax. It's video games.
I don't know. And it was really weird about the PS3 was the fact that the same day it was released, I saw like another PS2 commercial, which I don't know, for me I found very odd. If the PS3's out, why like they're still like throwing out games. Like, it was for a game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for a new game for PS2. So I was like, well, wouldn't they change? I don't know. It's really odd. And there's such a limited supply. Like, all the stores are sold out, and that was it. Like, was that it for a while?
Well, that was Sony's deal to get the fucking name out there for the PS3. It was all hype, you know? They make a limited amount available for, you know, the first week, and then after the first week, there's fucking, you know, crazy amounts coming in from offshores and whatever, and everybody can have one. It's a way to pump the fucking product. That's all it is.
Really?
Yeah.
I think so.
It's smart on their part. But, I mean, Christ almighty, people, it's just a fucking video game. Don't be fucking... I'm not waiting in a line for shit. What are you waiting in a line for nowadays? Rock, honestly, are you waiting in... What are you waiting in line
for? In this day and age, I don't
maybe to see your favorite band play?
Yeah, that's probably about it. But even then, it's sometimes... Like, I'll show up late to shows, because I don't have to wait on fucking line.
Right.
Like, I don't even wait in line for fucking movie theaters. Like, I'll go to fucking online and buy the tickets online, because I won't even wait in line to buy a ticket for a movie.
Here's the question. What is the longest you would wait in line for something?
For anything?
Yeah. Think of, like, the greatest thing to you ever. How long would you wait in line to get that thing?
Jeez. Well, I did sort of wait online for like all day for something, but I had no choice. But
you're killing my point.
No. But I didn't have a choice.
What was it, a fucking Islanders game?
No, I'd wait an eternity for that, my friend.
Of course you would.
Actually, no, I went to...
You and nobody else. It's not really a line when it's just you, Rock.
Oh, it's not?
No. You're just being lonely.
What about a Sparky the Dragon? The Islanders mascot is there. Does that count?
I wouldn't wait in line for shit.
I think the most I would wait for something is like an hour online. The most.
What I just said was really stupid. I wouldn't wait in line for shit. Of course I would. Shit. Who would wait in line for shit?
You never
Nobody.
Know.
Who could go take a shit I wait in line for?
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I don't know. I just thought about what I said.
No, but now to complete my story while I was waiting in line, a friend of mine is a big Live. You know the band Live?
Right.
You know, I Alone.
Yeah, the guy, the bald gay guy.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, exactly.
Pennsylvania.
She was a big fan. She had an extra ticket. She's like, I'll pay for your ticket if you just come with me, so don't sit there because they want to... Because it was general admission. It was down in New Jersey.
Uh-huh. That doesn't count, though. You're waiting in line with somebody else.
That's why it didn't really count, because I was there waiting with someone.
The point is...
What is the point?
We're not waiting in line for fucking 4 days.
Hell no! What about, like, those kids who fucking went with Star Wars when it came out?
Motherfucker.
Josh Gogan was there, I'm sure.
Camped out on the sidewalk. Christ. What do they do? They get the video game?
Do these people work?
Oh, apparently, they have to afford to buy the game.
How do you take 4 days?
It's not even a game. It's a system, right? It's a box?
Yeah.
You play games with it?
Sure.
Is that what happens?
Yeah, why not?
Well, they get in there. What do they do? They rush home to go play it?
Why would you wait 4 days to buy a thing?
They do?
It doesn't even take a game, Genie. What's the point?
Eight
people got that.
What is with this game? Does it blow you? What does this computer system thing do?
It's like that car that you said. It's going to jerk you off.
Honestly. Is it like a pleasure machine? Or is it just video games?
Why is Josh Cohen saying we sound like fuddy-duddies? Are we poo-pooing PS3?
I'm not poo-pooing it. I guess I just don't understand it. Because I know there's like a whole gaming society world thing out there that I just don't comprehend at all. There's a whole fucking... There's like a universe of that shit. Aren't there like people like they would... There are games where you can build characters and shit?
Yes! And you could like... People
and sell them,
Sell
right?
them! People like people build their characters up so much...
Because the game...
on eBay!
Because every game now is always, you know, linked via the internet.
Yeah.
So you're playing other people in other parts of the country
exactly.
or other parts of the world.
Yeah.
It's fucking
crazy!
Bizarre. They've taken cybersex, like chat room cybersex, to a whole nother level with this game.
See, I like doing it like... I play... I'm a big Battlefield fan. And me and my friends, we play it online. And it's cool because it's a big multiplayer game. You're shooting the shit out of everyone. But, you know, it's just like... You know, you play for like an hour or so, like any regular game. But, like, mm-hmm. there's these games where you, like... Like these RPG games and shit where you gotta build up characters. And now they fuck with you. Because these newer games, they even tell you like the length of time you actually spend in real world. And it's just crazy, these numbers that people like rack up. Because that's part of the thing when they sell them like on eBay, the characters. You know, it's like 2,000 human hours or some shit like that.
How much can you get for one of these fucking characters that somebody
builds?
Well,
it depends on the game. I don't know. I'm sure it goes into the hundreds of dollars.
Really?
Sure, easily.
Some motherfucker out there will pay somebody else for a character on a game that they built.
Some,
in essence,
someone will. Some lonely, miserable, Josh Gogan-esque person out there.
I don't want to meet these motherfuckers. Sound like some sketchy motherfuckers. I don't want to meet them.
The only reason why I'm doing this, Josh, is he's in the room and I'm looking at his face, his mug. He doesn't look like Josh.
If somebody really knows about the gaming world, call into the program right now. If you know the number. Which
in itself is a game.
Right. So figure that out. No one's half the battle. Isn't that what G.I. Joe said?
Yeah, good job, buddy.
Thank you.
Bring back the 80s.
Thank you. By the way, I want to bring back this thing we've been doing for a while.
Oh, what?
It's the IamLunaticRadio.com promos.
Yes.
We need some new ones. Now, this is when you call into the program. You call the drunk call hotline, 206-202-5666. That's 206-202-LOON, whatever. And you call in and you say, hey, for example.
Hey, this is Tom from Ohio, and I am lunaticradio.com.
See, and then you just hang up. It's a promo thing we do. I need some I am lunaticradio.com promos. That's what I'm talking about, people. It's a fun little thing. It's a take on that whole I am Tiger Woods Nike campaign from about 4 or 5 years ago. So I need some new I am lunaticradio.com promos. So call the drunk call hotline, 206-202-LOON. That's 206-202-5666. And leave me some I am lunatic radio stuff. Say your name, the place you're from, and say I am lunaticradio.com. Do that. And I'll personally come to your house and blow you. See, I'm a great radio DJ, man. I give out sexual favors.
What are you going to do in the long term if this keeps up? I mean,
I'm going to lose a lot of teeth. I'm going to lose a lot of teeth. That's going to happen.
Twofer.
Yeah. Are we going to see Psycho Stick this Sunday?
Oh, my God. Is this Sunday?
Psycho Stick, everybody. The band is playing this Sunday in New York.
No,
our boys.
Is it Sunday?
They've been on the show three times. They're a band out of Phoenix, Arizona. You know them and you love them. You know the beer song, everybody, right?
Beer is good. 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 Let's go drink some beer.
Yeah, man. Love the Psycho Stick. They'll be playing in New York. Where are they playing, Rock? Can you pull that off?
Yeah, they're playing Arlene's Grocery in Manhattan.
Arlene's Grocery in Manhattan, everybody. This Sunday.
I can't believe this is Sunday.
I believe the show starts at like 9 or something.
Yeah, I guess we're going.
Log on to PsychoStick.com. The boys are touring all over the country. I believe they're playing Jersey later this week down
Jersey!
On the weekend. They're playing New York, and then they're playing Connecticut. Then they're like going to fucking South. They're all over the fucking joint.
Man.
So if you want to go out and see Psycho Stick, pretty much they'll be in your state at some point in time. Log on to PsychoStick.com or MySpace.com/PsychoStick for tour dates, but we're gonna go see the Psycho Stick, right?
Yeah, that's the part of a band I just can't do. It's like a tour like that, cross country.
It's unbelievable.
It's nuts, man. Like, long term, same people. Like, I could never do a cross country tour with you. I would shoot you.
Oh my!
Shoot you too? You would not.
You're not.
I'm fantastic.
Delightful.
I am fantastic.
You're not.
I'm very hygienic and peaceful.
Neither one of those is true.
Shut up! I'm very hygienic.
You cannot be hygienic with chops like that.
What are you? I wash them thoroughly.
Wait, what?
Shampoo and conditioner.
What are you going to the fire station? Hose my chops down. Psycho Stick, everybody, in New York this Sunday. Arlene's Grocery. Is that right?
Yes!
In Manhattan.
Pay attention.
Love this.
About these feelings that you feel.
I want to play the beer song like 5 times in a row.
By the way, if you didn't know,
ooh,
they premiered this song, debuted this song on the LunaticRadio.com show.
This is the Jägermeister love song.
Exclusive, even.
1, 2, 3.
My favorite Psycho Stick song.
I know I promised I'd write you a love song, but instead I just wrote you a trust song. Break your love is what's meant to put everything through. Get no rest at my wedding. You wrote your best with my vision. Someone I met, I can't take the glory. Rachel's love is a mess.
do. We got to let this play until the good part.
Sure.
Take off your bra.
I love that.
Give it to the stick. Drink till you're crazy. Drink till you're sick. Make no waste of time.
Here it comes.
Give it to the stick.
What up?
Yeah, I'm about to bring back old school New York ways and like, do a little throwdown. Throw up a little pitch. I haven't done that in years. Might be due.
Psycho Stick, everybody, playing Arlene's Grocery in New York this Sunday night. Good stuff. We're going, right, Rock?
Sure.
We got to go see the boys. Rob's been a really good supporter. I've had, like, conversations with Rob, the lead singer of Psycho Stick, about the
program. Are you name dropping right
program,
now?
The program, yeah. I'm not name dropping. Not a name dropper. That's Ronnie's deal.
That's place drop. Hey, listen, to call back from the games, Apen, I guess that's his site, dropping a line in the chat room. People spend upwards of 200 real-life days on online games like Final Fantasy XI or World of Warcraft. 200 real-life days. So that's 24 hours, you know, like full days. 200 plus.
200 days.
200 real-life days.
Is that in a lifetime or is that yearly?
Dude, no. See, you got to understand, that's 24 hours. That's not like you go on for an hour to play at home, you know, one day when you come home from work and you sit out a day. He's talking about 200 real-life full 24-hour days. So that's 24 times 200, which is a big number. 48,000 hours. 48,000 hours.
Consecutively?
No, not necessarily. 48,000 hours!
I know, it's a lot of time!
That's a lot of time!
I know. I realize that the people nowadays, when they play the video games, they're not just going on to play like for a half hour, and then they're going to go to bed. Or watch their favorite TV show and then go to bed.
Now, what is this? Cousin Rob checking in. Don't forget about people that have died of malnutrition playing World of Warcraft because they don't even get up to eat. What?
Dude,
is that possible?
Put the fucking controller down, people. Put it down. There's a whole life out there.
Oh, this is coming from a guy who won't eat because he's got to finish watching the fucking Sasha Grey porn.
Yeah, well, it's fucking 30 seconds. I can't... Fuck, the fucking soup can't wait 30 seconds?
Clam chowder.
Fuck you. Honestly. I mean, if you're...
That's nuts.
If you're spending 10 hours a day...
Rob, I want a news clip. Link it now.
Man, fucking... I can't imagine what's going on. I can't imagine. What's going on with people? We're going to have a whole society of people just... They're like drones.
There is no society. They don't want to leave their house. They'll sit there.
Is that what a pleasure machine is? You never have, like, back in the day, you go to, like, in college, everybody's dreaming about, I can't wait in the future. They invent some pleasure machine. Is that what it really is? Is the video game systems now, are they the pleasure machine that we've been dreaming about for all these years?
You know what I think it is? I think deep down, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. But I think with games and such like this, it's a goal that's reachable. Like, it's an accomplishment. It's almost like it's a self-esteem builder. Like, these games, yes, it's a lot of sitting there, but it's not impossible. And it's like, since there's like saving points and shit like that, it's like you're able to reach a goal. Mm-hmm. It just takes a lot of time. I think deep down, it's like a self-esteem thing. Call me crazy.
Dr. What's Phil, the deal with video games?
I think I'm on to something.
I think so. Fucking Dr. Drew over here. Yeah, of course it's a self-esteem thing.
Oh.
If you're spending fucking 10 hours a day looking at a computer screen with a fucking virtual character trying to bang this other virtual character, yeah. Fucking self-esteem thing. Because you think in your real life you can't go out and do that same
exactly.
thing that your character's doing.
So there it is. So we just figured it out.
Right.
We beat the game.
I don't think we're fucking, you know, breaking any ground
here,
right?
I thought we were.
No.
Damn. I wanted to write a book about it and make some money.
Yeah. Oh, fucking video games, man.
Rob, I'm opening up the thing. Rob sent me some information on this information.
More info coming in about the video games.
Yeah, if anyone's got stuff on this, because this is an interesting topic.
Now, Nintendo has another video game system coming out. The Wii? Is that what it's called? W-I-I? Wii?
Okay. Yeah, the Wii. Yeah. Oh, yeah, with a controller. It looks like a fucking dick, and you can swing it, and it swings for you. It's, like, motion sensitive. It's crazy.
Yeah, apparently this one was not that popular, but there were people out. No one got shot waiting in line, you know, trying to buy the Wii. But a bunch of shit went down with the PS3 thing. There were, like, shootings in L.A. and shit over the PS3.
Holy shit! All right, I went to Wikipedia. Rob sent me this. Here's a little... World of Warcraft has also come across... come into criticism for stories of game addictions to the popular video game. In June of 2005, it was reported that a child had died due to neglect by her World of Warcraft-addicted parents. In August of that year, the government of the People's Republic of China decided to enforce control over how many hours the country's 20 million gamers can play. So the fucking parents of a kid... I mean, the kid... died because the parents were addicted to the game and just basically forgot about the kid.
Wow.
Isn't that nuts?
So they went a little too far with it.
There's the summary. Thank you, Kieran. Way to just summarize it nicely. A nice little bundle.
Yeah, that's
a problem. That crazy?
Were they brought up on charges? They had them, right?
Who knows?
They had them brought up on charges. You know what they should have done to those fucking two parents? They should have cut their hands off.
I don't know if this is going to go anywhere. I'm going to read further. Dr. Marissa Orzak, a clinical psychologist at McLean Hospital in Newton, Massachusetts, was interviewed stating that of the 6 million subscribers, I'd say that 40% of the players are addicted. Note that the 40% figure was not derived from a scientific study overseen by Dr. Orzak, but rather came from a form of Nick Yee runs. What the hell is this guy? She added in August 2006 interview that even if the percentage is 5 to 10%, which is a standard for most addictive behaviors, it is a huge number of people who are out of control. Also, according to Dr. John Grohl, a colleague of Orzaic's, Dr. Orzaic is not claiming that up to 40% of the World of Warcraft gamers are addicted based upon any actual evidence or surveys of the players. This is just her opinion based upon her own experience. So she's saying up to 40% of people are addicted to the game. But even if she was over-exaggerating, still 5 to 10% of people addicted. Because there's so many gamers that you're figuring it's a safe bet. 5 to 10% of all gamers are addicted.
Well, isn't the thing also nowadays that the new games that come out, like, you know, World of Warcraft games, they're so substantial. Like, they're so huge.
Oh, yeah.
It takes forever to beat
Loading.
It takes forever to beat them, and it takes these powerful fucking, I don't know, video game systems to actually operate them, that you need to spend fucking 6 or 7 or 8 hours a day just playing the thing to get anywhere in the game, right?
Yeah.
You can't just come home and spend an hour and like, okay, I got
no,
that.
There's no such thing as spending just an hour.
Like, an hour playing that game is like nothing.
Right, it's like 30 seconds in internet terms.
Right.
You know? There's more information coming in, Rob. In South Korea, a 28-year-old man died of a heart failure after playing StarCraft for 50 hours at an internet cafe. 50 hours! Does the place fucking close?
By the way, one time, this is kind of related. I was jacking one time, and I got a pain in my chest. Stop jacking.
Josh Gogan, Josh Jogan has Wii. He bought the Wii.
Josh Gogan just went out and bought the Wii. Did he stay online? Did he wait online to buy the Wii? That's the new Nintendo game system.
Yeah. Let's find out.
Which is not supposed to be as good as the PS3 because, like, the graphics are all, like, kiddie-ish.
Oh, really?
What are you into? You're into kiddie games.
Kiddio?
Kiddio games.
Nice.
Kiddie games.
What do you mean kiddie? Does he play, like, Dance Dance Revolution? Is that Josh Gogan's game of choice?
Is that what you have, Josh? Do you have, like, a pad you have to lay out on the ground?
Yeah.
And you fucking jump on the X and O?
Look at this fucking guy. We pre-ordered like geniuses. Look at him. He's all proud of himself because he pre-ordered a Wii.
Wow, so there's a whole society of gamers out there that I just don't understand, which is fine.
You know, and I enjoy games, like I said, but I play it on the computer, which is another thing. I stopped buying the Nintendo systems after, what was it, 64? Because they're basically small computers, and I could get better graphics, ultimately, on my computer and spend less money on the game. Now, granted, maybe not all the titles are there, but you know, a large percentage of them, at least the games that I would care about. I'm not going to go fucking buy World of Warcraft or whatever, so I don't give a shit on those RPG games, but they're basically computers now that you can't upgrade. At least my computer I can upgrade whenever I feel like it, so I'd rather just get a fucking game for that.
Nice.
And I can watch porn on it whenever I feel.
You can watch porn on the video game?
Oh, system? Which is another thing that started. Now there's a big controversy because now that these machines have internet access, now there's like, you know, oh, now kids can get porn on their gaming consoles. Hello, like they have been doing on their AOL accounts, whatnot, getting spam and
shit.
Sure,
they have that now, right? They have like the video game porn, like porn video games. Don't they have that now?
Oh, sure.
Sure they have that.
Yeah, I got one. You want one? I got it.
Sweet. Play that shit. Kidding me?
Kidding me?
What level do I have to get to when I fucking drop a deuce on
the
face?
See, that's the hard part.
What level is that?
It gets annoying after a while because it's like you're trying to play a video game to get a chick naked and just like this blows and you just go grab some porno. Cut right to the good part.
What level is the deuce dropping? Is there a code I can get to break into that one?
Up, up, down, down, get you deuce.
I don't
dropping.
Even know the gaming lingo. Probably sound like an idiot talking about
Look
this.
Look at Josh. We do have Dance Dance, but Guitar Hero is the... Oh, that's right. When I spoke... You know what? I should have realized. When I spoke the other day, someone went, oh, you ever play Guitar Hero? I'm like, you know, no, I've heard of it. He's got this game, Guitar Hero, where you're playing, like, the guitar.
And that's it.
Yeah, you play the guitar, but it plays the music. I want Josh to take video of himself doing this. I want to see this.
You play the guitar, but it plays the music. All right, you just made no sense.
No, you play the guitar.
Uh-huh.
It's the same concept as Dance Dance Revolution, but instead of dancing, you're playing guitar.
Right.
That's it.
You're talking to a gaming idiot here. I have no idea.
Out the word gaming, then that's right.
Well, I have no idea.
Well,
about
you know
this.
What Dance Dance Revolution is, right? When the steps tell you what to step, you did it on the pad.
I've seen it at an arcade.
Right. Well, guitar is the
same thing.
Except you're hitting the buttons to hit the frets on the string.
No, this is going nowhere.
It's going everywhere!
I know what you mean.
Shut up.
I know what you mean.
Whatever.
So the gaming thing's going crazy. No need to break out the guns. No need to rob people. No need to wait in line for getting to buy game system. Order it online or wait a fucking week until there's a whole supply in the stores and you can fucking go anytime you want to fucking Toys R Us or the Sony fucking store and buy a gaming system, all right?
Or wait an extra 5 months and download the ROM and just play it
right.
on your computer. You know what a ROM is?
Sounds good to me. You're saying good things over there, Rock. Saying good things.
That's what I tried to
do. Can we do a break?
Look at him! Look at him! He's showing his Wii! The faggot! Look at him! This is a grown man and showing off his Wii like he's 7 years old. Awful human being.
I think when I drink coffee, I get a little stammery.
Please spell that word.
I don't know. Is it even a word?
Stammery?
I stammer a little bit.
Stutter?
Stutter, stammer. Same thing. Fuck you. Play the break.
Stamos?
This is Wayne from Cambridge.
Why do you have to be such a wanker?
Because I get off on it. And you're listening to lunaticradio.com.
It's lunaticradio.com.
Hi, this is Ray, and I invite you to join myself and Jen, the Asian sensation.
Welcome to Sport Buffet.
On the Sports Buffet, we talk a little sports.
T.O. should give Mike Vanderjack an angry dragon.
Talk a little reality television.
I'd reinstate the lingerie bowl.
We talk about whatever's going on in our lives.
They used to call me the Speedy White Sauce.
What do they call you now?
Portly.
And don't forget, we've got the white trash news. Bars and nightclubs in London and other British cities have begun using vending machines that sell sex toys. Listen to the Sports Buffet live Tuesdays, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern at tpsradio.net.
You're listening to Lunatic Radio.
Now Sunset Thomas knows I don't get laid. This is great.
Sunset. Everybody knows you don't get laid. You practically wear it like a t-shirt.
I know. All right.
Anytime you need some sex tops, just give me a call.
Come for the hijinks, stay for the porn stars.
It's lunaticradio.com.
Sometimes I feel like I can't wake up. I'm trying to breathe. I want to let go.
What up, everybody? LunaticRadio.com show. Show before Thanksgiving. Wow. lot of people this week traveling. Airports are going to be packed. Roads are going to be jammed. Gridlock. All the kids coming home from Thanksgiving. Whenever. If you're listening on the live feed, I think there's a little fuck up with the chat room we got going. It's screwing up our breaks. Because there's a new chat room uploaded. Ray from TPX Radio, TPS Radio also, has uploaded a new chat room. And now the new chat room has, like, I guess everybody who has a webcam has, like, audio, too. They can all talk to each other.
Right.
So I think that is actually screwing up our breaks.
You might be right, actually. Now I'm thinking about it. You might be right. Hey, who's calling in now?
Hey, it's me.
Josh Gogan, everybody, on the LunaticRadio.com show. Josh, what's up, buddy?
Not much, man. How you guys doing?
So you bought this new Wii gaming system, huh?
Of course I did. Dude, I bought everything Nintendo since the original NES. I'm a nerd.
So you, in the gaming world, are a Nintendo fan.
Yeah. They always put out good stuff. It's not necessarily the best looking games and whatnot, but they're always fun.
Now, do you have anything against, like, people who play the PS PlayStations or whatever it is?
With the PS3?
Yeah.
I don't really care.
But answer me this. Is there, like, a fucking, like, a thing? Like, people only play one certain type of gaming system? Is that the deal?
No, typically, I mean, I got to, you know, I've always had the I got to have them all kind of thing, but, you know, there are people who are brand specific, but right now, it's you got to have at least two. I mean, the Wii's going to have your goofy kid, you know, fun games, and then the Xbox 360 is going to have the best shooters, and PlayStation's going to have whatever they're going to have.
Yeah, this is a whole fucking society of things, people. I don't even understand it, really. I don't. It's a whole new world to me. I mean, when I just heard these news stories, you know, this week, I was like, holy shit, people are really waiting online for, you know, days on end, you know, just waiting for a chance. Not even the, you know, the opportunity to buy one. They're waiting for a chance to buy one.
Yeah, but most of those people are waiting out in line for a chance to buy one so they can sell it on eBay for twice, you know, two, three times the amount they bought it for.
Yeah. But a week later, if they wait like 4 or 5 days or whatever, there'll be abundance of them. You can roll in anytime you want and buy one.
I think the PS3s are, that's it for the rest of the year.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
How many were made available for the people this week? Do you know?
400,000.
400,000?
Wow. Yeah.
For the entire country. Wow, that's not a lot, really. No. It's an interesting thing, Josh.
Yeah.
All right, great.
Josh, now you're a comedian, and you have been on the stage, and you've been traveling around the country.
To be, apparently.
Josh, we love you.
Yes.
You've been traveling around the country doing the comedy thing, and you heard about the Michael Richards thing, the guy who played Kramer on Seinfeld. Apparently he was at the Laugh Factory in L.A., is that correct?
Yep.
And he went on a fucking tirade. Apparently there were some black guys who were sitting in the cheap seats at the Laugh Factory, and they were heckling Michael Richards, or just talking or something during his set. He went off in a fucking tirade, and he got all racial with it.
Yeah.
I'll play the audio. Hopefully you can hear it. Play the audio, and then we can just comment it. How about we do that?
Okay.
Because it's a big story today, everybody. So here's Michael Richards at the L.A. Laugh Factory yelling at some dudes who are heckling him in the crowd.
Shut up! 50 years ago, you had your own tied down with a fucking fork up your ass! You can talk your brain down, motherfucker! Roll his ass out, he's a nigger! He's a nigger! He's a nigger!
Oh my god.
A nigger, look, is a nigger!
Where did he go wrong? Did you hear that?
No, I didn't. Where did it stop?
I stopped it right after he yelled the N-word, 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 and then the N-word again.
Okay, that's probably where he went wrong.
Well, he opened up his tirade with the line, 50 years ago, we would have had a fork up your ass. Now, do you think he went wrong there?
Well, I don't know, because I guess that's not exactly historically accurate. So, yeah.
It is kind of a reference to, you know, back in the old days, black people or African-American people were, you know, kind of hanging from trees and stuff, and it wasn't really cool. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what Michael Richards was trying to do here. I don't think he was trying to be completely racist. Maybe he was trying to poke fun at it a little bit, and he just came off wrong. Is that
honestly? I think what happened was, and you know, when you're up there and you're trying to do, you know, you're trying to work and you're trying to communicate, and someone's heckling you, it gets extremely frustrating, and it's to the point where you want to say anything that's going to get that person to shut up and even leave. So you're going to hit them as hard as you can with you know, anything you can think of that's going to bother this person. And I think that's what happened here, is he just snapped, and that was what he came up with. I mean, if it was a woman, he would have called her a cunt. If it was, you know, if the guy was gay, he would have called him a faggot. You know, that's how it went.
Yeah, here's more audio, everybody.
Law wasn't called for. It's not called for you to get off my ass, you cheap motherfucker!
Now, at this point, Josh, he's getting upset with the people. People are yelling back at him from the crowd saying, hey, you know, relax, you're overreacting, whatever. And Michael Richards comes back and says, no, you're overreacting. You were heckling me my whole set. That's why I got upset like this.
Right. It's frustrating because, I mean, I've been there. I mean, I haven't lashed out quite like that, but I've been there, you know, and it happened recently where I was in a bar and doing a show, and there's a guy in one of those hover around rascal things, and he's just yelling at me. And and at one point he yells out, I paid $8 for this. I'm like, yeah, you did. And you know what the best part is? At the end of the show, I'm walking out of here. You know, I mean, you just want to dig at them because they make it so hard for you, and it's frustrating. So, I mean, I can see why he did it, but it's kind of unprofessional that he went that way with it. You know what I mean?
Do you think he was trying to be, you know, racist?
I just think he was trying to say anything that would piss him off and then realize that he went too far.
Because I watched it like 1,000 freaking times, and I'm thinking that he was trying to, you know, work that into a bit, actually.
Like,
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Where he says, you know, oh, see, now that gets you, or whatever, you know.
Right.
What was the wording? Yeah, it seemed like he was trying. I think what happened was he flipped out. And then said, you know, and then said in his mind, oh, crap, I got to pull this out. So that was his way of doing that, but they wouldn't let him.
Right. I think he wanted to do a whole tirade on racism, and it just came off the wrong way. I mean, the way he went about it in like a screaming match was just not the way to go with it. Maybe if he did it in like kind of like a sarcastic tone or something, maybe it would have worked better. I don't think yelling the N word out. I'm even afraid to say the freaking word. I'm a pussy, but I'm a white guy and I'm smart. So I don't think yelling that word out is going to get you anywhere. You know, even if you want to start riffing on that word afterwards.
Unless you're in Denver.
Unless you're in Denver. All right, here's more audio.
You guys have been talking and talking and talking. I don't know, I don't know, I don't know.
You guys are going
what's
nuts.
What's the matter? Is it too much for you to handle?
He said, come here. They're going to arrest me for calling a black man a nigger.
I don't want to see it. Hey, you don't beat us up there this time.
Now people in the video are starting to walk out saying, you know, using the N-word was uncalled for. You didn't need to do that. But I can understand how he can get upset when he's going up on stage And there's just, you know, we didn't see the entire video. The person who filmed this event wasn't exactly taping the whole entire set. So we don't know if these guys in the back were talking throughout his set. But I got to think they were for him to blow up like that.
I mean, that's my biggest problem with this video is that you have no frame of reference. I mean, for all we know, they were shouting, you know, right before his punchlines. They may have, you know, they may have done all kind of, who knows what they said or how they said it. You know, maybe they got racial first and called him cracker or something, you know, who knows. But it's not fair to not show the setup to that.
Right. Well, we just don't know. Maybe the person, you know, just didn't have that audio or that video.
Right. But I don't know. Did you see Seinfeld's documentary Comedian?
No, I have not.
He's doing a show, and people are talking while he's. It's all about him, you know, working on a new set and everything. And he's, I think it's at the Cellar, and he's on stage and he's talking, and there are people who won't shut up. And he's got to tell this table, you know, and he goes, "Shut the fuck up." And afterward, he says, "You know, how big do you have to be before people just shut up and listen?"
Right.
You know, like and. You figure Michael Richards is at that level, you know, how famous do you have to be for people to not talk during your show?
But obviously, you know, and what people are going to say, he didn't have to react like that though. He didn't have to say those things.
No, he didn't have to react, but I mean, he just snapped. I mean, we've all done that. It's just, he happened to have a microphone in his hand.
I quite honestly think he was just, you know, he was trying to do a racial thing. You know, he was trying to do a, you know, an impromptu riff on racial humor or stereotypes and stuff like that. It just came off the wrong way because he was so infuriated with the people heckling him.
I don't think you should be riffing on that any time.
It's
not going too well for him.
No, he shouldn't be doing it. But some people can pull it off and they can do it well and it... You know, it can come across well and sarcastic and funny. I think it's good for people to freaking laugh at each other.
Different. Yeah, no, I agree totally. I think that, you know, I think it's hard, too, for... I don't want to get into the whole, black comics can say anything, but it really is that way, you know? You can... A black comic or... you know, a Latino comic can get away with a lot more than a white comic can.
Right. If that was Patrice O'Neill saying the same exact crap in the same exact way Michael Richards did, it would be fine.
Right. Most people wouldn't have a problem with that.
Well, what if it was, and it would be the same way if it was two, like, white guys in the audience heckling, you know, a black comic, it wouldn't be a big deal at all either, I don't think.
Right. That's just kind of how it goes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot more leeway with that.
What do you think, dude? Do you think Michael Richards now has like an asterisk next to him? Hey, Michael Richards, the guy who played Kramer on Seinfeld and the guy who yelled at two black guys at a comic club back in L.A. Do you think that's gonna? It's gonna be like a little staple on underneath his name.
Oh well, we'll see how it depends on how he spends it. If he can play it off in the next few days, then he'll be fine.
Well, he's supposed to be on the Letterman show tonight, actually.
Oh, I'm going to tape that.
Yeah, hopefully, we're hoping to like stress the show out as long as we can so we can put that on the air for the people.
Catch it live.
I'd like to see what he's going to say.
He's going to drop the N-bomb on Letterman.
that would be the way to go, is to just totally just drive through and... Yeah, I'm, you know, and go off on Jews and every race. Just be completely racist.
Well, let's see what he says on Letterman. Here's the finish of the audio, everybody.
We had it.
We had it.
Stop necessary.
Oh, no, that ain't necessary.
Well, you interrupted me, pal. That's what happens when you interrupt a white man.
He's just angry.
Oh, yeah, now he's angry.
He's just angry. Well, like, no. It's not that he's now is angry. He was, to me, he was angry throughout. Mm-hmm. And now that he realizes it's over, now he's not even going to try to make it a bit. Like, he was trying to, like, twist it a little bit into being a bit. But he was just playing. He was just aggravated. But why he was aggravated, I don't know.
I think he wanted to do it. I think he wanted to try to do something on the N-word and do a riff on the N-word. But when he noticed people started getting up and leaving, he was like, oh, crap, this ain't going nowhere. Because you can see him in the video just pacing the stage, looking like he's trying to think of something to go with, you know?
I don't know. Listen, this isn't new to this isn't like the first time Michael's been on, you know, on a stage doing this. So I think he knows, like, the techniques on how to be a professional comedian. At least I would hope, you know?
I don't know. I've never seen him on stage before. This is the first I've actually seen him do stand-up.
I thought that's how he started.
Well, know? I don't know. I don't know anything about that.
He was doing improv when he started.
Yeah.
Now, when I watched the video, it kind of crapped out near the end. Did he just drop the mic and walk off?
Yeah. He just looked like fucking dumbfounded and just dropped the mic and walked off the stage.
I can't imagine what that ride home must have been like for him.
Well, apparently he made amends with whoever it was that was heckling him.
Why didn't that make it to YouTube?
Well, no, I don't know if there's people following him around everywhere he goes with the camera.
But I'm just saying that, I mean, it's one of those things that, I mean, naturally the most sensational thing is going to get the attention. But that's a problem that I think we're kind of having now. Is that information and video is so readily available that you can really get screwed if you slip up and someone catches it, you know, someone catches you looking at a guy's ass or something and puts it on YouTube. Oh, Kieran's a queer, you know.
I'm never slipping up, motherfuckers.
But I mean, that's how it goes. I mean, if it was 5-10 years ago, you never would have heard about it.
Yeah, right. Crazy freaking story, dude. Crazy story.
I'm not gonna bag on the guy and say, you know, I can't stand people just throwing around the racist term. You know, people get called racist all the time now, it seems, and it just, I'm not willing to call someone that unless there's more evidence. I mean, to me, this is just a very angry, frustrated comic who just lost it.
Right. I know. I don't think he's racist at all, actually. Look where it happened. It was at a comedy club.
Right.
I think he was going to try to do a riff on racial humor or whatever, stereotypes. And just went the wrong way.
You're right.
I don't think he's racist, but I mean, obviously, it's a big story, man. When you're Kramer, when you've been on the top sitcom of all time.
Yeah, exactly.
And he do that on a comedy stage.
Very clean-cut comedy show.
I don't think he's going to be playing the Laugh Factory anytime soon.
No.
Yeah, that's another problem for him, too, is that, you know, he's... People don't say, hey, Michael Richards. They say, hey, Kramer to him.
Right.
You know, they have already got an image in their mind. And you know, anything he does is really just going to mess with people. It's that if Mr. Rogers were, you know, if Mr. Rogers were walking down the street and called someone a fuckhead, that'd be all over the newspaper, too. Especially because he's dead. But, you know, it would be a big story.
I'd love to see.
He's going to Pete Rock it now.
I would love to see Josh in that situation.
Dude, that's not a fun place to be.
No, I mean, like, actually in Michael Richards' situation. Like, you were at the Laugh Factory in L.A. over the weekend, and those two guys are in the audience. I would want to see your reaction.
Oh, okay.
Would you just be slugging beers back?
It wouldn't have been that.
No, I don't think it would have been.
I don't know what I would do. But, like, I mean, there are times. See, the thing is things like that really stick out in your mind, too. I mean, I can think back to my first year doing stand-up and some of the things I've been heckled with still stick with me, you know, and still eat at me. And that's kind of how it is, and that's why you lash out, is because when someone heckles you, it's not just for that show. Mm-hmm. That sticks with you, you know, pretty much the rest of your career. You know, you could be you could hit that Jerry Seinfeld level and still think, God, that motherfucker from 20 years ago said this when I was trying to tell a joke.
Mm-hmm.
It just builds and builds. I have to stop myself sometimes because I'm not the guy who yells at people. So I try to stop myself, you know, but there are times I want to just, you dumb cunt, shut up.
Right.
Throw a drink at her or something.
I also think that some people, when they, like patrons, they go to a comedy club, when they pay their money to, you know, go see a show at a comedy club, they feel like they have some sort of sense of entitlement to just chatter away.
Yeah.
You know, when the comic's doing his set, which is not the case. When you go to these comedy clubs and you're going to see a performer perform, you be quiet. You know? Be considerate to the people around you and shut the F up while the guy's performing. I mean,
exactly. I went to see Louis C.K. when he was here, and there was a drunk dude and his chick, and they sat down and they would not shut up. And you come up, you know, like, guys, please, you got to be quiet. You know, what? I'm just trying to enjoy the show. No, you're talking, you're bothering people around you. I paid my money. What do you want from me? It's like, we want you to shut up because, you know, you're disrupting everybody around you. And the closer you are to the stage, the more it disrupts the show because then it throws the comic off. It's for,
I can feel it in Josh's voice that he's been there. I can just feel it. You gonna bring a gun with you the next time you play a set?
No. That would not be good for my career.
That would make YouTube at least.
Yeah, Josh, you gotta start doing. You gotta start aiming for YouTube.
Yeah. You gotta just make the YouTube, man. Every time you go play a gig in like Tennessee or some shit, just fucking think of, you know what? What can I do during this set to make YouTube?
You can, dude. There's stuff on YouTube of comics snapping. There was one where the comic punched, you know, got punched in the face or something. There was one where the comic smashed his guitar over some dude's head.
Mm-hmm.
The comic I know, I'm not going to mention his name, but some guy wouldn't shut up, and he jumped off the stage and beat the shit out of him and threw him outside, and they had to cancel the second show because he was in jail.
Jesus Christ. What a great, wow. Gotta love the comedy game. Holy
shit.
Yeah,
and every comic who hears a story like that goes, man, he overreacted, but good for him.
Yeah, right. I got a little bit more of the audio. This is pretty much just everybody in the audience at the Laugh Factory yelling at Michael Richards. Michael Richards just walking around the stage thinking of something to do, and that's about it, but it gets pretty crazy. Him just walking off the stage.
Is there refunds?
The crowd whining, though, really made me want to.
The crowd whining?
They're moaning and whining about it. Made me want to, you know, I wish he tore into the rest of them for doing that.
Yeah, right.
You're in a comedy club. Be ready to hear anything, even if it's not nice.
Pam B, by the way, was a champ at the Caroline's Comedy Club a couple months ago when Rich Voss was teeing into her.
That's right.
She took it in stride.
She did, but she still wouldn't shut up.
She wouldn't shut up. She wouldn't shut up.
But Voss is, I mean, that's, Voss is really good at that. Voss handles that stuff well.
Yeah, the crowd work, right? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Crowd work. And he's... he's brilliant at it, you know, and that's one of his biggest things. He'll go out and do an hour of just that, and it's great. And then I look over, and you're sitting on the other side of the room.
I remember seeing Josh perform at Caroline's, and we were pretty much, like, at your crotch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was hot.
And I felt like us being there made you a little bit nervous. I know it's Caroline's and stuff. Yeah, I'm not trying to, like... make it all about us, but I felt, did we make you a little bit nervous because we were there?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, whenever anybody I know comes out to see me, it's a little awkward. There's a little extra pressure to do well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, oh, God, I don't want to bomb in front of my parents, or I don't want to bomb in front of my friends who came out to see me.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, thanks.
Josh does this thing. He's, like, known for it, too. He brings up two beers, pretty much, with him on the stage. And you were slugging those motherfuckers back.
He would do it mid-joke.
Yeah. He's like, yeah. He would do it like a setup.
So this thing happened. Drink, drink, drink. So, yeah.
So I was at the movies with my chick. Drink, 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 drink. And the motherfucker came over to me. Drink, drink, drink. Just crazy.
Yeah, I'd like to do that one over again. I'd like a do-over on that.
It was still good, Josh.
No, you did. Your closing joke was fucking hysterical. I forget the joke, but I remember you just slamming yourself in the face with a microphone. It was kind of funny.
I don't even remember.
Yeah.
I might have the audio of the Letterman thing. Cousin Rob sent me it, but I don't want to screw up the phone call with Josh, so...
Of the Letterman thing?
Yeah.
Right, well, give it a shot. It might work.
You want to try it? All right.
Yeah.
Josh, if we lose you, don't be offended.
Okay. Thank you, guys, if you lose me.
All right. So Rocket's got the audio of the Letterman appearance tonight.
I'm loading. It's actually on AOL, supposedly, according to this thing. Now, because it's on this laptop, it's going to
It cannot be the full video.
I don't know.
There's no way Letterman's going to release that before his show actually airs.
I don't know. No, it's still. This is how we fill time. I don't know.
Yeah, fuck it, Rock.
That's a justification for it. Kieran says there's no way he's going to release it. And he goes, well, it is on AOL.
Well, AOL is a legitimate, you know, service provider.
It doesn't mean it's not legitimate. It's still going to affect the Letterman ratings so you can see it now.
Yeah, it's 45 seconds, Cousin Rob is saying. It can't be the full interview.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, screw it. So,
TMZ.com has it.
Michael Richards will be on Letterman tonight, talking about the incident at the Laugh Factory in LA. Hopefully, we're going to run a little late and hopefully we'll catch that video and bring it to you here on the lunaticradio.com show. Hey, Josh, are you going to be around?
What do you mean around?
Like tonight. You should come.
I'll probably crash early.
All right. All right. Yeah. So we'll bring that audio to the people and, pretty crazy stuff, Josh. You got any gigs to promote?
Unfortunately, no.
Aww.
My year is kind of... I'm just picking up random stuff now.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have a good Thanksgiving, fella.
Yeah.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah.
All right. And we'll catch you on the flip side, whenever that is.
Well, that's so faggoty.
All right, buddy. Take care of yourself.
Talk to you later.
Later.
Bye.
Later.
Josh Gogan, everybody, on the LunaticRadio.com show. Fuck, Rock. We got to do a break, and I know the brakes don't work.
Why do we have to? So, just do a break and I'll just talk.
All right, we'll do a break. We'll this is what you do with me, Bill.
Really?
Broadcast from somebody's asshole.
Oh my god.
That was gay. Oh my.
That was my Scooby, what?
Shut up. If vagina falls out of the sky, I am getting laid. I don't care if you have your father call in, he's not getting bumped from the show. If we scheduled, he's not getting bumped. This isn't Letterman.
Right.
We'll take anybody.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
Hey, this is Ronnie Beans, and you're listening to LunaticRadio.com. Why, I have no idea.
Hey, what up, everybody? We have this thing called the MySpace, so if you want to check out the MySpace, go log on to MySpace and check out MySpace. MySpace.com/LunaticRadio. That's MySpace.com/LunaticRadio. Check us out, become our friends, and tell us your whores. Thank you. MySpace.com/LunaticRadio.
Radio.
Time for me to fly.
Hang on.
Time for me to fly. Time for me to fly.
What the fuck? These guys are gay.
Finally figured out the chat room thing. And we're back and working. I love it. What up, everybody? LunaticRadio.com show. Camera can rocking in studio.
Yo!
Although now we lost the webcam for a little bit.
No Ronnie Beans. Ron won't be back till sometime in December. He told me one show before Christmas.
Wow.
Next week, co-host Patrick Milligan from cringehumor.net be in studio, hanging out with the boys. And that's how we roll. Ronnie Beans ain't here, we fill. Pick up the slack.
Yeah, it makes me have to be here every week now.
That's right. You're here every week, Rock?
Yeah.
I don't notice.
Hey, I'm going to take that computer back home with me.
Why?
I need it.
By the way, the computer, we have a new computer in studio, and it's a great computer. The only way it works is if you put it on its side.
What happened? You know what it is?
You want to explain to the people why the computer is lying?
Yeah, they're
going to
enjoy this. It's because it's a Dell. And what happened was I bought myself a new computer. So what I wanted to do was I took all the parts from... it's two computers old, the Dell. And took from one of my more recent computers, wanted to put it to the Dell.
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately, the Dell, their case is made specifically for their motherboards. So basically, a bunch of my parts inside of that Dell machine are connected together with little twisty ties. The processor and the motherboard are actually connected to the case itself via twisty ties. So if you lay it straight up, or you stand it straight up, rather, the pieces kind of don't sit in their sockets completely. So you have to lay it down flat. But it's fine. You can lay the machine down flat. It's fine. It still works. But yeah. And did anyone find interest in that little conversation right there?
Did you say something?
No.
Okay. It's LunaticRadio.com show, everybody. Back on the air. Rock, did you notice I've been watching 60 Minutes? I don't know why. I love the 60 Minutes, though. I like the old people when they tell me shit. So I watched the 60 Minutes, and they did a story on Dubai.
Oh, yeah, this.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me going back to when I was a kid, always fascinated with big things. You know, as a kid.
Like cock?
Not cock, you asshole. That was hacky.
I wanted to suck Bernard's cock.
All right. Anyway, fascinated with big things, tall buildings, Ferris wheels, fire trucks. You know what I mean.
Sure.
Right? Dubai, they're building a fucking tower in Dubai that is double the size, more than double the size of the Empire State Building. 2,600 feet tall.
Wow.
A little too big. That's all I'm saying. How big does it have to be?
Right.
And they showed a picture of it and how it would look when it's all nice and done and built and ready to go.
Sure.
In the city of Dubai. Why? It's so much bigger than everything else. It looks retarded. Why? And who the fuck is going to buy the penthouse on top of that motherfucker?
Someone will. Someone will.
Screw that. And the whole thing is going to be furnished by Giorgio Armani.
No way. Yeah. You know Ron's got a hook up there. He'll be there.
These motherfuckers have the oil money over there.
Oh, forget it.
It's endless. They are also building man-made islands. I think they're already built.
They could buy your life 10 times over.
They're building islands over there, dude. Building islands. It's unbelievable.
Was that image real where all the islands are like made to look like the world?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Real. And they built that. They have an island that looks like the world and all the continents and everything.
It's blows.
It's retarded. Stop going back and forth between
computers.
It was
Ray!
Because you're going to drive me nuts.
We're going to have to fix that.
Yeah.
We're going to have to put that monitor over here or something.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's just crazy. Stop building these tall towers. That's all I'm saying. Shake. The guy's name's Shake.
Shake?
Yeah. The guy over there running the joint.
Shake?
At Dubai.
Is Meatwad there?
Dubai. The guy's name's Shake. I call him Shake. Relax with the fucking buildings. That's what I'm saying to the guy.
Here
I know
he's
listening.
Lunatic Radio.
I know he's listening
to
me.
He's telling you something.
The Sheikh is home in fucking wherever, Dubai. He's going, oh, fuck, man. The guy's telling me to stop.
Maybe I should listen.
He's on his way down to the fucking
the tower site, and he's going, "Stop construction!" The kid on Long Island doesn't want me to do it. We're stopping everything.
The kid on Long Island who couldn't even pay for his own Motel 6 night stay.
Right.
Know.
He wants me to not to build this fucking Dubai Tower anymore. 2,600 feet tall.
Wow. That's some elevator ride.
Double the size of the Empire State Building. A little too fucking big. You know, if he shaped it like a huge cock, that would have been funny, though. Doesn't look like that. It looks like an icicle. When it's all done, it's going to look like an icicle. And there's some fucking dude in Kuwait who's thinking about building one bigger.
What?
That's bigger nuts. Than 2,600 feet.
That's crazy.
Oil money, man. Makes the porno business look like shit.
I wonder if they could buy their own trains. Because, you know, that's the determination.
Who's ever made that comparison? The oil business with porno. Who's ever made that comparison?
Here we get Lunatic Radio breaking new ground.
That's the fucking genius of internet radio, people. You can make those comparisons. That's what I'm saying.
Nice.
Thank you. Word them up. It's Lunatic Radio. Thanksgiving this week, everybody. Yeah. Everybody's traveling, right, Rock? You traveling? Where are you going?
5 minutes away to my parents.
5 minutes. Rock's got a big fucking travel day ahead of him.
Show prep.
You have to wake up extra early to make that fucking trip.
Oh, you know me. Gotta
traffic. A bitch. 5 minutes?
Give or take.
You're traveling 5 fucking minutes.
All right, like 8 minutes.
You could have just said yes. Why you gotta make it sound a little tougher?
Well, because it's actually from my apartment to my parents, it's like the length of Stairway to Heaven, believe it or not. I don't know. One day
the song? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Is that the...
What else would Stairway to Heaven be?
So you get out of your apartment, get into your car, you press play on the CD player.
No, it so happened to come on when I got into my car, and I was like, oh, Stairway, I haven't heard of this, you know, today. So I was listening to it on my ride, and it ended by, you know, basically when I parked.
Well, everybody around the country and around the world. Not around the world, but around the country.
Was that interesting or not?
No, absolutely not at all. That's why I just went on. Are going to be traveling. And it got me thinking back to the old days when I used to, you know, come home from West Virginia University, take that long trek this week back home to New York.
Sure.
And all the traveling music. People love the traveling music, right?
Absolutely.
What do you listen to? When you're going on a long trip, Rock, you're going upstate, you're going to fucking Ohio, you got an 8-hour drive in front of you, you got the CDs, what are you playing in your car? What are you playing?
I like old school rap.
Old school rap for a fucking ride in the country. That's what you're playing?
No. I just did that to be a dick, because you've been mean to me all show.
Because I know you're not playing old school rap. You're Italian.
I'm saying,
and you got sidekicks.
I'm like dun, 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 over and over again.
Oh, Marty. Oh, oh, Marty.
That's great.
So, what are you playing? Honestly, on a long trip, what are you playing? I want to know everybody's traveling music. If you're listening in the chat room, post your traveling music.
Honestly, ever since I got the iPod. Well, I mean, with the exception, well, I have like satellite, but if with the iPod, what I listen to a whole bunch of things. I just kind of hit like put on shuffle and listen to a whole bunch of things. But if I like a specific genre that I lean towards, it's probably like the metal, hard rock.
So metal gets you going on a long trip,
absolutely,
all by yourself. And now, is there a difference if you're going like on a long trip with like friends? Mm-hmm. What are you playing? Like party music, right?
No, I'm still playing.
Is there a difference between if you're traveling alone? Is there a difference between the music?
Yeah, because like if I'm traveling alone, I'll throw in like the Massive Attack tunes and like some Bjork tunes or some shit like that.
Bjork,
yeah, I'm a Bjork fan. I can't help it.
All right,
Homogenic, excellent album. Ronnie would back me up. Actually, maybe not, but whatever.
I listen to all depressing music. That's what I'm getting.
Because you're a depressing fellow.
I'm a fucking depressing fuck. Usually, when I'm on long trips, especially when I was usually coming home from my college. West Virginia to New York, 8 hour, 8.5 hour, 9 hour drive, whatever the fuck it was.
Right.
All depressing music because I was alone by myself. Traveling through the countries and the mountains, the vast, huge mountains of West Virginia. Depressing music the whole time. It was all grunge, too. I'd go with the Little Med season. Can you picture this? You're driving through the hills of West Virginia.
Sure. It's a good song. At
least, you feeling me? So the prophet says. Then I go a little Alice in Chains. All depressing. This is good driving music. You know what I mean? Get you thinking.
I don't need to get thinking. See, I'm not
I
like
get
that.
To thinking when I'm driving in the car by myself. Long your I got to think about things.
That's your rare opportunity.
Where am I going
think.
In life? That's what I think.
Nowhere.
Right. So I move on to the next topic.
That's your show.
Remember that girl I met last night? Where is that headed?
Nowhere.
Move on to the next topic. That's usually when I change the song and I just go to something else.
Nice.
Pumpkins. Hey, throw a little pumpkins on.
See, the thing is, I have all these songs, too.
You think about flowers and shit.
You are so weird.
I do a lot of thinking in the car when I'm on a long trip.
And it gets you nowhere, buddy. Nowhere.
Well, it gets me to my destination.
I guess so.
Without thinking about traffic.
See, I like a lot of different music, so, you know, I don't know. I don't look at it that way. I just look at stuff that's fun. And
you don't do thinking when you're traveling. Don't you think about a lot of shit? You're spending, what? Hours on end in a car by yourself. You're traveling to get to some place that you probably don't want to go.
Do it every day. Every Monday I do that.
You don't daydream? You don't think about shit?
I do, but like random shit. But I don't think the music puts me in that mood.
It does to me.
You are such a
fucking psycho. I like the Pumpkins. Pumpkins is good traveling music.
Definitely.
Van Halen. Cousin Rob goes with Van Halen.
Absolutely.
Traveling music. Post your traveling music if you're listening live in the chat room.
Interact with the show.
Now, Van Halen's some good traveling music. That's kind of like partying stuff, though.
It is.
You can't be traveling, like, long, long distances listening to Van Halen.
Why not?
It's more like a party thing. Like, you get you all riled up to go see the concert. But the concert can't be, like, 2 hours away. Because, like, an hour and a half into the trip, you're like, yeah, fucking Van Halen, dude. Jump. Might as well fucking jump. When are we going to get there?
See, like, some
tired.
Yeah, but, like, this could, like a lot of these slower songs could probably tire me out. I'd start to doze off behind the wheel. That's not safe.
Not me.
Oh, my God. You're an awful
I love Rape Me. It's always good traveling through the country.
That, I can't wait to hear that on playback, the way you just said that. I love Rape Me.
Rape Me. Sometimes I'll go loving.
Rike a beads.
Sometimes I'll go loving, and when I go loving, I go Dave Matthews.
Oh, man.
In the car ride. I'm talking about the car ride.
You are so weird.
I don't listen to Dave Matthews like fucking at home, chilling out. But in the car ride, you want to think. You got fucking things running through your head. The music helps you think. You got I go, Dave Matthews, come on. Who's with me?
Traveling
are so weird. Traveling music. Am I fucking wrong? People love the traveling music.
Oh, man. I wish I had my iPod. I could have played my music.
Chris from Chaos Radio goes with emo rock. Loves the emo.
Those Cherub Cheeks likes emo? Man.
Traveling music. Who loves the traveling music? I go with Dave Matthews. Good traveling music. Who's got the claws in you, my friend? Into your heart. Monster Ballads. Dave Matthews is good traveling music, people. Oasis, good traveling music. A little gay, but I'll go with it.
See, I like a lot of like hard rock. Like, you give me like, I like those like Typo Negative and Helmet and Filter and fucking Don Pantera, Palica, you know. And then I'll mix it in. Like, I'll throw in like fucking. See, because I'm all over the map. Then I'll throw in, like, Bjork and Massive Attack and, like, some Coldplay and shit like that. I don't care.
I'll change it up every once in a while. If I'm, like, traveling through cities and shit, I always listen to Wu-Tang. I don't know why.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm do. Blending in.
I have to blend in. I grew up on a crime
outside.
Come on, man.
Oh, yeah.
You're traveling through fucking the Bell Parkway on Long Island.
Local record.
Going through Coney Island.
Are you, do you have the wheel, do you have like the windows rolled down?
No, they're off. Doors locked. You don't want to, you don't want their brothers seeing a little white kid in the car listening to rap music. Because they'd be laughing.
Bobbing his little head.
Yeah. I also go, you gotta go with, I'm from Long Island, you know, and you gotta go with the fucking Billy Joel, right? Are you with me?
Sure.
Little Billy Joel?
Not really.
Captain Jack?
Down Easter Alexa?
Saturday night and you're
Alexa?
Still
Alexa?
Hanging
Adam 81
around.
Goes with the Wu-Tang. A lot of people just listen to the radio, free FM. Vanilla Ice. Who the fuck is listening to Vanilla Ice? Billy Joel's good traveling music, motherfuckers. Nothing beats a long ride upstate New York. Now, I know for you people on the West Coast, or the people in Scotland, England, they don't get Billy Joel. But when you're traveling upstate, throw on a little Billy Joel, man. The fucking, those fucking miles just pass, and you don't even realize it. I listen to a whole catalog of Billy Joel. Come on.
I want to suck Bernard's cock.
What's better than this song?
Suck my cord, Kelly ass.
That's what I say to the guys as I pass them by.
Holy shit, I'm sucking Jimmy Kennedy's cock and feeling his balls.
Come on, motherfucker, you're from Long Island. You don't go with Billy Joel?
Not a big Billy Joel fan. A couple songs are good. Captain Jack's good.
Jack Johnson. That's another good traveling music. Jack Johnson's good.
No idea.
He's got
that
upside down song. He's the guy who plays that fucking guitar.
Okay.
Sings it to a microphone.
On
the hustle. Hold on, everybody. I'm in a New York state of mind. All right, what else we got?
Ooh. Ooh.
Billy Joel, come on. Oh. What about this one, Rock?
We didn't start the fire.
You don't like this one?
We didn't start the fire. It's been always burning since the world's been.
We're talking about traveling music, everybody. What's your traveling music? Everybody's traveling this week. It's the busiest week for traveling of the year.
How about Billy Squire? The Stroke.
Eminem, some people chiming in with. Move that fucking image thing. I can't fucking read the people's thing. Feedback sucks. Dickinson, what the fuck is that?
He says, son, can you play me a memory?
You suck!
I'm not.
I love the Billy Joel. Billy Joel traveling music. What are the people listening to when they travel? What are you going to listen to? That's what I'm asking. What are you going to listen to this week when you're traveling to mom's and dad's house? Come on. No one's going with me on this one. I'm failing miserably. If this wasn't test in high school, I'd get a big fat F with this radio bit.
And kicked out.
Be sent to the fucking principal's office.
You'd be suspended.
Shit.
It was kind of interesting.
Oh, come on.
So you couldn't find any music? Because I thought that this was...
By the way, when I go through Allentown, Pennsylvania...
Oh, here we go.
When we're living here and now.
Total fag. Queer bitch. Fruity the gay.
Come on, you gotta listen to Allentown as you're going through Allentown, Pennsylvania. I've done that. It's kind of gay. Sammy D.
Sammy Davis Jr.?
Really? Deftones people?
Deftones are good.
See, I gotta get into a fucking mind state, though, when I'm driving.
What the hell are you doing?
I don't want to get pumped up. I want fucking a cool groove, man.
So
get you me fucking thinking.
Yes,
I only brought the only CD to the show tonight. I'm the only one that brought a CD to the show. Rocket listens to Typo Negative.
I do. I'm a big fan of
theirs.
In
the car?
Yes, in the car. I got XMLM blasted in my car. That's the metal station on XM.
people listen to the lunaticradio.com show when they travel.
That's not good. That's not healthy at all.
You should never listen to the show.
Yeah, because you get shit like this. And you're just going to run your car off the road.
Football.
You get Incubus. That's good fucking... That's good driving music. Incubus.
Styler has Gwar. That's cool.
Gwar. Oh, those are those motherfuckers that dress up in like the fucking outfits.
Jenny went to their show like last week.
How do they play fucking instruments with all that shit on?
I don't know.
Don't they look like fucking goblins and shit?
How long have they been around? I feel like 25 years.
Radiohead's good driving music. Jimmy
you like
from
all this
Ohio.
Mellow shit.
You gotta go mellow when you
don't
go.
Don't have to go mellow!
Because it makes you daydream and you forget about the fucking distance you're driving.
Fuck. See, I drive... Fuck, they lost. You don't have to worry about the fucking time. Sorry.
What are you talking about?
The Islanders, they lost.
Who cares?
I do.
Right, you're the only one.
Shut up.
So no one else cares. That's why I say, who cares? You do. That means no one else does. You care. You should have said, I care.
I make the impossible possible.
Right. Like fucking Kill a Nine. Sir Mix-a-Lot is not good driving music.
I don't... No, no, no. See... No, no, no.
Because he only had one hit, and if
you're saying it has to be somewhat mellow music.
No, it doesn't.
That's what you're saying.
I'm just saying what's good driving... Motorhead. Good fucking driving music. That's not mellow.
Oh.
Motorhead's good fucking driving music.
All right, fine.
Tool.
Okay.
What do you listen to?
I wish I brought my iPod now, because I play some of my tunes.
Thank you.
You never told me what you were doing.
I asked you, do you have your iPod? You said yes.
You never did!
I did too.
When?
Go get your iPod.
I don't have it with me.
We gotta do a break anyway.
I don't have it with me anywhere within an hour distance.
Go get your iPod. Bob Marley. Now that's good fucking weed smoking music. I'm sure the Pan B loves that. I love some Bob Marley when I'm smoking weed, which is never, so I don't like Bob Marley.
All right.
Pink Floyd. Good driving music.
Yeah.
That's you go good with the stuff. Floyd?
Yeah, man.
Nothing's better than Billy Joel, though.
Shut up. You are so fucking weird. So weird.
Mad Season. This is my favorite song of all time, though. Do you agree with me? Mad Season.
Yeah,
River of the Sea, best song ever.
It's a good album, yeah. What's the other one? I like the other one better.
Which one?
The other popular one they had. A little bit harder. It's good driving music. You listen to it down.
Oh, by the way, Tsunami checking in. Modest Mouse. That is the worst fucking band I've ever heard in my life. I hate them.
Because of Rob checking in, but Motorhead only has one song.
Right. Lamb of God.
Ooh, that's brutal stuff.
Wow. Here's one that reminds me of a trip I took to San Francisco when I flew. Alanis Morissette. I listened to Alanis Morissette on United Flight 85720 all the way to fucking San Francisco listening to Alanis Morissette on loop. Four
Isn't
songs.
Ironic,
I got that one too, Rock.
Wait.
Yes, it is, Alanis. We listen to you. I listen to you. I like the Alanis Morissette. I'll go with her. Because there's a chick who sings good songs and you want to bang her. I kind of want
to
bang her.
See, this is your problem. I think you need to listen to some tougher stuff.
I listen to tough shit.
Like what?
I listen to Tool. I listen to the...
Yellow? ELO. Electric Light Orchestra? Yeah. That's your tough stuff. Fog Hat? Is that what you're listening to?
I got the Bee Gees on there. Somewhere. I'm rolling it.
So weird.
Master of Puppets.
That's Metallica. That's a great album.
Marilyn Manson, not good driving music.
Nah, see, I'm not a big Marilyn Manson fan.
Butthole Surfer. See, I'm like a fucking early 90s dude. I like the fucking grunge
shit.
See,
that's the problem. You need to like, expand.
I like fucking horizons. I like Disturbed. They're good. I listen
in
to them on a call.
In this day and age, you should be beyond the fucking alternative grunge period and Disturbed.
No, I cannot.
Disturbed is an awful band. I'm sorry. They did nothing interesting.
I like them. I'm not saying I'm going to suck the guy's cock. I like
so
his music.
There's so many bands out there, and you like the same thing. Listen, Mad Season's great. They're a great fucking band. But that was like 10 years ago, easily. Like, find something more recent.
Like what?
There's tons of good shit. What do you like, Mastodon?
Like Simple Plan? What do you want me to listen to?
No, did you listen to the Mastodon? That's pretty good, right? You listen to Death Above 1979? They're a good band.
Gravity Kills, I like them.
That's good. Okay, let's get something a little bit
Filter.
Still. Okay, there you go. Now you work.
They're early
90s. Okay. You are awful.
I'm not awful. I'm short.
I like M5. He's got Soulfly up there, but old school Sepultura.
All right, let's try to figure this out with the listeners listening to the program right now. Let's try to figure out the best traveling song. Is there one? What's the best traveling song out there that you want to listen to when you drive your car? Best traveling song. I don't even think there is one. And it's not Rammstein.
This is a weird question, Kieran. This is
traveling songs.
But everyone's different. And it doesn't have to be there's not like a traveling song.
It's probably something classic rock.
I can listen to Foghat's Slow Ride over and over again.
It's classic rock.
I know.
What's Thank that you. Slow Ride? Yeah, right.
Slow Ride.
That's the best traveling
See, song. I wish you told... You know what? You need to... If you're going to do shit like this,
That's the
tell
best.
Me to bring my iPod. Fucking prick.
Kieran just drives around Long Island Sunday mornings just listening to American Top 40 with Casey Kasem. Thank you very much. I can get him on my XM. Love it. Damage Plan.
They're good. Damage Plan's good.
Johnny Cash.
Ooh, that's interesting. Sure.
That's a good one. He's right up there with Billy Joel.
Sure.
Maybe a little bit better than Billy Joel.
Maybe I could...
White Zombie. That's good traveling music. Beach Boys. I think Sissel and Sarah has it. Who doesn't listen to the Beach Boys when they're driving to the fucking the shore?
I don't.
Driving in a car. Sure you do.
So wait, there's
Catch a wave and we'll be sitting on top of the world. Tell me you're not fucking playing that shit when you're driving to the beach with your fucking big white ass Italian motherfucker.
It's not white.
It's hairy. Something.
I tan.
It's something other than cool.
Shut up.
Have we filled enough in this segment? I think this is it. Slow Ride. Who fucking sings that song?
Foghat,
Slow Ride. Best traveling song ever. I gotta go with that one.
No. Well, it's all right. God, I hate this fucking laptop. I can't do anything on it.
You ever got a road hummer?
Yeah, sure. While I was driving.
What lane did you pull over into? Were you on the highway?
No, it was like a local road. But it was like upstate, like in Westchester. So it's kind of like hilly and all that shit. So it was a little difficult.
My question is, how fast were you going before she started sucking your hammer?
Oh, no, it was like in the 30s, 35.
So you were doing 30.
Yeah.
And then when she started blowing you...
I was maintaining.
You were doing 30?
Yeah, sure.
Wow, how'd you fucking pull that off?
Gotta be cool, man.
I got a road hummer on the LAE once. I was doing like 60. I slowed down to like 15. I swear to God, I was idling on the LAE. I don't know how you can fucking concentrate getting a road hummer.
That's how you last. That's the reason why I wanted to maintain it, because that's how you last longer. So now it's like you... Hey, now she's like double impressed because A, you're maintaining your speed, like you are. You're the man, and you last longer. Laura, this is one of my this is a type of negative song. Some people I don't know.
So you listen to this when you're driving?
Yes. This is actually one of my favorite. This is
what happened.
It's probably like one of my favorite songs of all time. It's called Wolf Moon. She'll be bleeding. Wait till it kicks in. It's pretty good.
So you listen to this when you're driving on a long trip.
Oh, yeah.
And you're talking about me.
What?
Being a psycho.
What?
Like, I'd listen to this if I'm going to kill somebody.
Well, listen, they're a little dark, but they got great fucking riffs. They put on a great live show.
If I ever wanted to fucking shoot myself with age and drive a car, I'm gonna listen to this.
Listen, here it goes, kicking the watch. And then, like, now they...
Oh, fucking great line.
For some reason...
For some reason, I feel like listening to this song, I should have, like, a crow on my shoulder. With, like, face makeup.
That is so obscure.
Playing a guitar on the top of a building.
Oh, yeah, it bailed out.
Oh, yeah. Cinnamon Girl.
Oh, you know, they do that. Oh, they don't have it here. Because I'm on their MySpace page. They do a cover of Cinnamon Girl, actually.
Statler. Statler from Boston chiming in. Huey Lewis in the News. Good traveling.
That's just being wacky.
Come on, they're the Foo Fighters. That's a good.
That's
fucking
good.
Kenny Loggins. I'll go with it. Fucking Kenny Loggins, man. You can't go wrong with Kenny Loggins. The fuck does he sing? I know what he sings. He was in the Footloose movie. I know that guy.
That's so funny. Have I told you lately I hate this laptop? I can't do anything on it.
Fear Factory. Not good trailer.
Fear Factory's great. Oh, are you kidding me? Replica? Come on.
Come on.
Come on!
Yeah. I have to close this. I have to move this computer.
I don't think there's a such thing as good, like, hip-hop music that's good for traveling long distances, listening to it in the car. Maybe Wu-Tang. I listen to depressing shit when I'm in the car. I think I listen to depressing shit most of the time.
See, that's why... I don't know.
I love...
Weird.
I feel kind of weird listening to depressing music.
That's why you're a miserable person.
I'm really not... I'm not that miserable.
Yeah, you are.
But I like the miserable shit.
You need to expand your musical horizons. That's what
I don't
I'm
like
thinking.
Whiny shit, but I do like miserable shit. You know what I mean? There's a difference. Like emo shit, all that fucking new shit that's on. The kid's just whining about fucking not getting a lollipop and shit. Get the fuck out of here with that. But the dudes who are singing about like fucking, I don't know, just depressing shit and then like taking drugs and whatever, I love it. I eat it up. I'm entertained by that shit. I don't know why. What does that say about me?
See, then you should like Type O Negative because they do a lot of those kind of like miserable songs.
Sage Francis. Who the fuck is listening to Sage Francis?
Dude, what are you doing? We had him on the show.
Oh, right. He's actually pretty good. I like that guy. He ripped us on his message board, though.
He did?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He was saying something about, they kept on asking me about why I speak good. Or something like that.
Oh, whatever. He was helping us out.
I'm just saying that you fucking enunciate your words when you rap, motherfucker. I'm not insulting you.
Listen, he was still promoting the fact he was on, so...
Screaming Obviously, Trees, good fucking.
That's good.
Outcast.
They're, I guess, yeah, they're good. Like
that's good traveling music. Yeah. Yeah, I got it.
Sure.
Are the people getting it with me here? Traveling music?
No,
they don't know.
This might be the worst bit ever done on the show.
I don't think so. I think I got it going here.
I just got to play Type O Negative.
Pam B's with me all the way to Exit 52, Rendezvous,
Park and Ride, baby.
Park and Ride. Me and Pam B. 20 minutes, right?
Yeah, make it happen, right?
Half hour. Aerosmith, good traveling music. Right, I think we ran the test of time on
Aerosmith this one. Sucks. Aerosmith died like so many years ago. The worst music ever. What are we doing, dude? I'm sitting here running diagnostics on this laptop.
Saturday night and you're still. All
right, we're going to take a break.
Oh, look at this, going to break, huh?
You're tired of living in your
one horse town. Like to find a little hole in the ground for a while.
What is he, ran out of ideas?
Yeah.
So you go to the village in your tie-dye jeans.
I love the Billy Joel. I'll go with it. Alright, let's take a break. Come back, more LunaticRadio.com show, everybody.
Hey, this is Jay from Tin Soldier Empire. And you're listening to the LunaticRadio.com show, the only show that makes us look talented.
It's the Nintendo generation. It's the Nintendo generation.
The leaders of space travel have somehow twisted his mind. He's gone crazy. He's got the space madness.
Comedy Factory Dub Edition, coming to you live every Friday night at 10 p.m. and Saturdays at 8 p.m. live on TJXRadio.com. Join us for 2 hours of insanity and madness, space age dub music, and whatever the hell we feel like playing. Join us every weekend. Hit up the website, MabbyCrackery.com, download the podcast, call into the show. The number is 650-515-DUB-0, 650-515-3820.
This is Anthony the Japanese guy, and if you don't listen to LunaticRadio.com, then fuck you.
LunaticRadio.com.
On the outside looking in, no light. Another man with a bloodshot. No, get up the meanwhile, stand up, control destiny. Go back away.
What up, everybody? LunaticRadio.com show. Show before Thanksgiving. Good breakdown to a song right here. Let this play.
The best check ride inside mines. Never the enemy. I ain't ever gonna decide.
Who is this, Rock?
Oh man.
Sponge?
Oh, no, it's not Sponge. Point. I want to say it's Head PE, but I don't think it is. Or Nonpoint? No, it's not Nonpoint.
No, it's not Nonpoint. I don't know. Anyway, LunaticRadio.com show, drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNA. That's 206-202-5556. Hit us up. A lot of drunk calls I expect this weekend, everybody. You got 4 days to get hammered, especially on Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving Eve. That's the big night.
All right. That's the biggest night of the year to go out, right?
Supposedly. I think we're out of that age bracket, though, because it's for all the kids with college.
I know. Have you even thought about going out?
Nah. Like, after the second year, after I got out of college, it just totally lost its luster.
Yeah.
Because... You know,
you don't really want to talk to anybody. It's too crowded.
No, I'm not like you, dipshit. It's
no.
Everyone's now at our age has gone like their own separate ways. It's not talking to anyone.
That's my
fault. Oh, wait, not
turn it off. It's behind you.
What? Shut
this
off.
Just shut it off. Shut it off. Give me the phone. Give me the phone.
Shut it off.
Give me the phone.
I'm on mic, but he gets my face.
Give me the phone.
It's your brother.
Kev, why are you calling me, dude? I'm on the show.
What?
I'm on the show.
Are you right now?
Yeah.
That's so sweet. Hey, I got a line.
Fat Kev!
Where are you?
Hey, I'm at a strip club called in fucking Scottsdale right now.
You're at a strip club named something in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Yeah. Well, some hot chicks that fucking love you.
So were you gonna call me and tell me that you're at a strip club and you're having fun and I'm a loser? Is that what you're gonna say?
No, dude, you fucking sexy as a motherfucker. That's a hot chick.
Uh huh.
Right, fucking sexy girl, babe.
Kev, why don't you call us on the show?
Yeah, let's call the show, dude.
You know, you're calling my cell phone.
What?
You're on the show, but you're calling my cell phone. You're on my cell phone.
Oh, I know that.
All right, Kev. If you want to call in, call the show.
It's too loud.
Okay. Well, have fun with the strippers.
Call my cell phone in 2 minutes from the show.
Call your cell phone from the show in 2 minutes.
He's telling you what to do.
Call my cell phone.
All right, Kev. All right, dude. I can't really see her through the phone, but...
Call my phone.
Hey, Kev.
Yeah.
All right, we got to call Fat Kev.
That was like a prelude to the drunk calls right there.
There was my Fat Kev on my cell phone, drunk at a strip club in Scottsdale, Arizona. Oh, I'll give you his number. Do you have it over there?
Me? I don't have his number.
Is it right there?
Okay. So when do I call him? Right now?
Yeah, whenever.
All right.
He said in 2 minutes. I don't know. Anyway, everybody, LunaticRadio.com show back from break. Watching David Letterman as we do the show here. Supposed to have Jerry Seinfeld on the program and also Michael Richards. Michael Richards this weekend, everybody, in L.A. at the Laugh Factory blew up. Apparently there were two African-American guys heckling him from the crowd. I was really getting on Michael Richards' nerves as he's trying to do his set. He blew up at him, called him some racial things. A bunch of people got up and left. It's all sorts of hysteria. Anyway, he's going to appear on the David Letterman show momentarily. And once that happens, we'll bring in the audio and see what he has to say.
We are real time here, folks.
I'm interested to see what the fucking guy has to say. Obviously, he's going to say, oh, I'm not racist. I just lost my mind. I got really angry at these guys heckling me. I said some things I'm not supposed to say. I apologize. Blah, 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 blah. Probably Jerry Seinfeld will say something to the fact that Michael Richards is not, what's the deal with this guy saying the N-word? So, whatever. But we'll hear what the guy has to say. Because he did say some fucking pretty nasty things. Pretty much caused the entire Laugh Factory in L.A. to clear out. And now he halted the show. Whatever comedy show was going on that night. All right. We got a lot of things to do on the show.
No, we don't. Don't lie.
No, I'm not lying, dude. Did you hear about that dude getting tasered? Oh, here he comes. Ooh. Is Seinfeld coming on now?
Yeah. He's pointing to the DVD. You want to turn up the pot?
No. I'll wait until the guy comes on.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe we could riff on David Letterman.
By the way, everybody, momentous occasion this week.
Momentous.
I did not
do anything.
Jack for 5 days.
What?
5 days.
Bullshit.
I'm not bullshitting you.
What?
I'm not just thinking of shit to fill time either. I did not jack for 5 days. That's a long time for me.
That's nuts.
Long time. And when I did, you're going to think this is a lie too. But it's not.
What?
It was like fucking fireworks. It took 3 seconds. Of course it did. I think I got my shoulder.
This is disgusting.
Not kidding, man. Shit happens. Goddamn Sasha Gray, man. That girl's a firecracker.
Really? You know what? I did a Belladonna Alexi Love tandem this morning.
Good for you.
Good for me.
She's a hot piece of ass, that Alexi Love.
Oh, she is.
I want to get her back on the program. Yeah, 5 days, dude. How long have you gone without jacking? When I had a girlfriend, I never did it. But that was fucking...
I always need to jack.
15 years ago.
I'm always jacking. The longest I ever went was probably like 5 days, you know. It's probably if it's one thing, or maybe it was like really busy at work and just fucking coming home late, you know, and having to leave early.
Mm-hmm.
I would think probably the longest I've gone is probably like 5-6 days tops, yeah.
5-6 days. Do girls fucking masturbate as much as guys?
No way. Nah. They don't need to get off the way guys gotta get off.
I wanna know. I think girls are fucking dirtier than dudes.
Pose the question to the chat room, Kieran.
I'm not posing no question though, chat room.
was that a fat Kevism right there?
Fat Kevism.
Wow.
I ain't posing no questions to nobody.
Fat Kev doesn't pose questions. Speaking of, are we calling him or what?
No, not right now.
Okay.
Actually, Dave's doing the top 10. You want to talk to Fat Kev? Yeah, call Fat Kev.
All right.
Fat Kev, my brother, is at a strip club in Phoenix, Arizona. He's hanging out with this hot stripper, he says. He's probably thinking he's going to get her home to Mac with her. Talk loving thoughts to this hot stripper.
Wait a minute. He's trying to Mac it to a chick?
I think so.
And he wants to talk to us?
Yes.
Fat Kev can multitask. High five.
Dude, Fat Kev can only talk to strippers because they communicate on the same level. You know what I mean?
Is it up? Dude, is it up?
There it is.
Okay.
You dialing?
It says connecting.
Yeah,
what up?
Yo.
Yo, Kev, it's me.
What's up, Dick?
So you're at the strip club in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yeah, I'm at the strip club with Desiree, dude. She's hot. She's so hot.
Who's Desiree?
She's one of our strippers right here. She's cool on the show, dude. She's so good looking on my skin. Right here in Tempe, Arizona.
So, Kev, you're working... Tell me you're working the radio angle.
Oh, God. Fuck yeah, dude. she's coming out with us on the 14th. Yeah, she's so hot. Her name is actually Michelle.
Right, of course. I didn't think it was Desiree.
No. Her name's Michelle. She's got my cell phone. She's calling me tomorrow. Oh, crap. But because I'm bagging a bunch of shit,
We can't do that. So, oh, I love all these girls. They're so fucking sexy.
Are you
falling
in love?
They're so sexy. It's unfucking believable.
Hi, baby.
Oh. You hear that, dude?
Yo, the girl's on you right now, dude?
Yeah, there's a girl on me right now.
What is she doing?
You want to hear?
I heard her.
Hold on one second.
Get her to say lunaticradio.com.
Hey, baby.
Hi, how are you?
It's a radio show.
Who is this?
You're on a radio show
right now.
Yeah, what one would that be?
What?
Which one would that be?
Lunaticradio.com.
You're on the Opie and Anthony radio show.
And where is that?
In New York. XM Radio, channel 202.
Okay, well, you guys need to come out to Scottsdale.
Right.
Nice.
My name is Opie.
And I'm Anthony.
There you go.
Where am I at?
No. You're talking to Opie and Anthony right now.
Oh, okay. What up, bitches?
How you doing?
I'm good. What are you doing?
Not much. We're just sitting here talking to you.
Earning our millions.
That's right. Nice.
So what are you guys doing?
Are you taking care of Fat Kev right now?
Am I what?
Are you taking care of Fat Kev?
Oh, my God. Of course.
Nice. What are you doing to him?
Are you going to suck his dick?
Oh, open, no.
Pour it off.
I just grind on it a little bit.
Nice. Where's Norton?
I don't know. Where'd Jimmy go? All right.
What?
No, we're just talking to our co-host. Our little Jimmy Norton just left the studio.
So when are you going to come out here?
Soon.
Okay, what?
Soon. We're going to be out there soon. Are you going to be there to take care of us, so to speak?
Yeah. Are you guys going to come to Skin?
Sure. I got a lot of cash to drop, if you know what I mean. All right. Can you put Fat Kev back on? You are so entertaining.
I think they're making out.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know.
What?
What was that?
What was what?
That noise.
It must be just a phone connection.
No, I think you guys are having a little bit too much fun over there.
I think so.
We are.
I think so.
Remember, this is the Opie and Anthony radio show.
Right, exactly. Opie and Anthony.
Fat Kev. Is he there?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Camille.
Camille?
What? I don't understand what they're saying. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
All right, who's this?
Hold on, we gotta go. Michael Richards is
gotta go.
See ya.
All right, bye. What was that?
I lost my temper on stage. I was at a comedy club trying to do my act, and I got heckled, and I took it badly and went into a rage. And said some pretty nasty things to some Afro-Americans. A lot of trash talk. And
he's making a bit out of it.
I'm laughing. It's not funny.
And what were the you were actually being heckled, or were they just talking and disturbing the act?
That was going on too.
And did you?
I know. I mean, hearing your audience laugh, you know, and it's. I'm not even sure that this is where I should be. Addressing the situation, I've already heard you make some jokes about it, and that's okay, you know. But I'm really busted up over this, and I'm very, very sorry to those people in the audience, the blacks, the Hispanics, the whites, everyone that was there that took the brunt of that anger and hate and rage and how it came through, and I'm concerned about more hate and more rage and more anger coming through, not just towards me, but towards a black-white conflict there's a great deal of disturbance in this country and how blacks feel about what happened in Katrina. And you know, many of the comics, many performers are in Las Vegas and New Orleans trying to raise money for what happened there. And for this to happen, for me to be in a comedy club and flip out and say this crap, you know, I'm deeply, deeply sorry. And I'll get to the force field of this hostility, why it's there, why the rage is in any of us, why the trash takes place, whether or not it's between me and a couple of hecklers in the audience, or between this country and another nation.
Let me interrupt you for a second and ask a question about had the people doing the heckling, or the people who were not paying attention, had they been white or Caucasian or any other race, what would have been the nature of your response then?
It may have happened. You know, I'm a performer. I push the envelope. I work in a very uncontrolled manner on stage. I do a lot of free association and spontaneous. I go into character. In view of the of the situation and the act going where it was going, I don't know. The rage did go all over the place. It went to everybody in the room. But you can't, you know. Blacks could feel what he's. I'm not a racist. That's what's so insane about this. I don't, and yet, it's said. It comes through. It fires out of me, and
he's lying. Just said he was trying to do a bit
in the passion and the.
No, because he's hiding the fact that he is a racist.
Confront myself.
No, I think he is.
Did you think that somehow by being outrageous and completely inappropriate, that it might somehow
make
the situation diffuse it a bit or make it seem lighter than it was?
I tried to do that. You don't have the whole thing there with what they're showing everyone. I tried to jujitsu that, try to move. You know, you do that. I got a microphone and I'm trying, but it didn't work out. It was
I wonder why this guy's sitcom failed.
Night, you know, yeah.
It's all over the place.
It's just what everyone says.
What happened afterward? Did you talk to the people and apologize to them?
I went out there. I tried. I went out there and I did talk to some people. I even went back to the club that night to get back on the stage and to work, to get back on the horse, as they say. And I did. I apologized to quite a few people, but I didn't talk to all of everyone. They left, and I don't know how to get in touch with those people. And then, of course, they've gone to press, as I think they should. The fact that there's that kind of solidarity and confronting those kinds of remarks, I think it's important for the Afro-American community to make sure this kind of crap.
It's not what you called them last night.
Doesn't come about. I'm sorry that it happened.
And having apologized, is there much more you can do? Much more you would like to do?
I just have to do personal work.
What?
Whoa! This is scary. Look at him.
He doesn't know what to say.
He's lost.
I'm still reeling from this. It's just been a few days. I don't know yet.
Jerry, is there anything you want to say to Michael here?
I know Michael.
What's the deal with?
I know how he works on stage, and none of that justifies.
Let's talk about skim milk.
But I've been talking to him today, and he's someone that I love, and I I know how shattered he is about this, and he deserves a chance. That's why I wanted him to come on. He deserves a chance to apologize, and that's all he wanted. And thank you for letting
him. Awesome, my pleasure. Thank you very much, Michael. I appreciate it. I know it's difficult, and I certainly hope you don't have regrets about being on this show this evening. Thank you. All right, take care. How about that?
Whoa. Wow, Dave, look at David.
That was good.
Yeah, I guess. That was good. Yeah. Well, I guess we can just go home now, can't we?
Yeah. this will be a breeze to segue back into comedy.
We'll be right back.
All right, there you go, everybody.
That's nuts.
Michael Richards on the David Letterman program.
Okay, you want my take on that? He meant every word he said, but he realized he'd fuck up the rest of his life and his career, but he really had no defense to it. Or
any real way to apologize for it. There were so many points. He just didn't know. Did he make sense? Did you understand anything he said? Nothing.
No.
It just sounded like a whirlwind of words, man. Nothing. Nothing actually made sense. He was just trying to reach for some nice good words in there and just throw it in to sprinkle niceness.
He was trying to camouflage, I screwed up. I said some bad things.
And I meant it. That's what he's really saying.
I meant it at the time, and now I'm sorry for it.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Mark Anthony Ramirez writing in some feedback that I cannot read. Because I don't want to end up like...
Oh my God! I can read it.
All right, go ahead.
No, I'm not going to read it.
My name is Michael Richards and I hate...
I wish we could
hang all... as a sport. I need a hug and I need some love.
That's basically what he was saying.
I'm Michael Richards.
I didn't believe a word Michael Richards said.
I don't know what the hell I'm saying.
That's awful.
Pretty much, that would sum up the whole thing.
That's sad.
My name is Michael Richards, and I don't know what the hell I just said.
Right, exactly.
I know how he feels. I don't just say derogatory things to people because I'm smarter than that, because I'm a short little white guy. And
what?
You know, I can be eliminated.
What? You make no sense. You make as much sense as Michael Richards does.
I know.
That was weird.
Is that stripper still on the phone?
No, I hung up with her.
She thinks it was an Opie and Anthony show.
Oh, I know you.
I know you. I love you.
I love you. That was good. That was quick thinking, Kieran.
Kev's probably pissed now.
Dude, you fucking killed Fat Kev's chances again.
Totally. We should call him back.
Yeah, let's call him.
Yeah, let's try calling back.
Yeah.
We were on the phone with Fat Kev and a stripper at some strip club.
And
we were playing it off like we were Opie and Anthony from the XM radio show, Channel 202. Probably one of the best radio shows out there right now. She thinks we're Opie and Anthony. I don't think she's really buying it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, what up, Kev? It's me.
What's up, Dick?
What's up, Kev?
Yo, is that girl mad
What's
at us?
What's up, Rachel?
Kev, listen. Is that girl, is that girl mad at us?
What?
Is that girl mad at us?
I'm drunk.
I guess not.
I'm a shit fuck.
Yes.
Fat Kev, how many beers deep are you?
Say again, asshole.
How many beers deep are you?
Oh, like fucking 49.
49 beers deep. Now, how many beers?
I'm in the bathroom now.
Kev, how many beers is that in dog beers?
What's that? Kermit. I'm in the bathroom with Kermit.
Kermit, don't give Kermit the phone. Let's say hi to Kermit.
Kermit, hold on.
No. I want to talk to you, Kev. I don't want to talk to fucking...
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, sir.
Yes, sir.
The guy next to you is a flaming homosexual.
You're on, Mr.
Protect your asshole.
Well, he's in trouble.
He's in trouble.
If he's a raving homosexual, he's going to get what he deserves tonight. He's going to get what's coming to him.
Oh, Kurt, don't say that,
No, he's not really gay, but he wants to learn.
You should see the shoes this guy has on.
What kind of shoes?
He's Cagney right now. He's James Cagney.
He's James Cagney.
Oh, sir, do me a favor and say Laguna Beach out loud.
Say what now?
Say Laguna Beach out loud.
Laguna Beach.
Thank you.
Okay, my friend.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, fucking
yo.
Yo.
Man, you're a fucking animal, Kev.
Laguna Beach.
It's a monkey.
What?
I don't know. Kev,
I'm in a strip club called Skin, dude.
Nice.
I don't think that stripper likes us.
What?
I don't think that stripper likes us.
Yeah, wait till you see the stripper I'm talking to, who loves you.
Yeah, because wait, she... Kev, she thinks I'm Opie.
She's got her number. She's calling me tomorrow afternoon. I told her, listen, don't call me unless you really want to call me.
Kevin.
And she's like, oh, I'm going to call yourself right now. She called my cell phone twice already.
He gets drunk. He goes down.
Kev?
Yeah, so it's bad, dude. It's bad. I'm going off with some Factory of the Bangers for a little bit.
You know why? Because Fat Cat's fucking Adonis right now. He's so fucking sexy.
Triathlete!
I have no fucking fat on me at all.
Triathlete!
I'm so fucking hot. It's ridiculous.
He's not even hearing us. Fat Kev, you're the triathlete, right?
How good looking am I right now?
I don't know, Kev. You're not making much sense.
I know I'm not, because I'm drunk. I don't give a fuck.
Give us one
look. I don't give a shit, dude. How fucking hot am I? I'm so fucking hot. It's ridiculous.
Are you taking off your clothes?
Fat Kev's so hot. Fat Kev's so hot, dude. Fat Kev's hot.
Kev, where's that stripper?
She's coming, dude. She's coming to my fucking balls. Maybe on my balls.
Kev, how much money did you give her?
I didn't give a shit. My fucking members here are probably about 300-400.
Oh, all right. I know what the deal is.
Maybe I gave her $20 tops.
Wow, that Kev big spender.
She loves Kev.
What are you in the VIP?
I'm an Argyle right now. I'm an Argyle sweater right now. I got an Argyle sweater on right now. Fucking so gay. I got an Argyle sweater on.
What is he doing?
All right, Kev. Have a good time.
I got some fucking statue coming to pick me up. You're gonna blow me. I'll call you while she's talking my dick.
All right. Call me when she's blowing you, Kev.
Yeah, I'll call you when she's blowing me, dude.
All right,
I'll do that.
Have fun.
It'll be sweet, dude. All right?
All right. Have a good one.
Later.
Kev,
wow.
Everybody. Live at a strip club.
Obliterated. Wow.
That girl doesn't like us at all.
Or Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, right. She doesn't like Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, sweet. We saved ourselves.
All right. Run out of time, Rock. We got one more break left.
Sure.
We'll do the drunk calls. Maybe talk a little bit about that UCLA kid that got tasered, which I thought was funny. And come back. More lunaticradio.com show right after this. I got to take a leak.
Move it up, sir. Word.
Hey, this is John from Orlando, the beer wizard, alcohol wizard.
To all the killers and the $100 billers.
And you're listening to LunaticRadio.com, and I'm gonna go advertise for me a black tent, bitches.
I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us.
Yo, this is Rocket from Lunatic Radio. Listen to the show or die. Biatch!
And now back to the show. Lunatic Radio.
Fall in love.
Yeah, I'm gay.
These guys are gay.
LunaticRadio.com.
Right. You had it coming. You had it coming. Oh, you had it coming. I've been ripping up your headstone. You had it coming.
What up, everybody?
You had it coming. Oh, you had it coming.
Ghost Machine. LunaticRadio.com show. Kim McCann rocking the studio.
Yeah. Baby.
You had it coming.
Happy New Year.
Emails at the show, lunaticradio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNETS, 206-202-566. Crazy show this week.
What else is new?
Kind of a mess.
As always.
A couple of breaks weren't working, chat rooms fucking shit up. People listening live still hanging in there.
But I think everything's sorted out now.
Everything's working now. Three computers now in this studio.
We finally did it.
Unbelievable.
It's awful.
Three computers, four monitors, including a laptop. What a mess of a radio show this is. Still can't make shit work. All right, everybody, word them up. The UCLA fiasco this week of the kid getting tasered in the library. Kind of making the rounds on the news.
He loses.
Apparently, this kid, obviously at any university, when you go into use the university library, you got to have a student ID, right, Rock?
Sure!
So this kid rolls into the library, doesn't have an ID. He's in the back of the library on a computer. I guess the library attendants or I guess people who check IDs at the library asked the kid a couple times for an ID, to produce an ID, didn't have one. Apparently, I guess the kid didn't want to leave. He had something to do. And the library attendants decided to call the police.
Okay.
The actual police. So when the police show up to the scene, the kid without the ID tries to leave, just walk out, casually walk out.
Okay.
And the police stop him before he can leave. Now, once the police stop him, the kid goes into a tirade. Now, I'm all on the cop's side on this one. Because when you call a police officer to a scene, and you're that person, you know, you're the reason why that the police were called to the scene, of right. course they're going to stop you and ask you a couple of questions.
Sure.
Right? Because you're the reason why they're there.
Right.
So I believe the police are in the right here because the kid overreacted when the police just rolled up to him and were like, hey, come here for a second. We want to talk to you for a minute. And the kid blew up. I got the audio here.
Ooh.
Yeah, just got to find it. It's here. Track 11.
Don't touch me! Okay? Don't touch me! Don't touch me!
Now, there's a kid in the library leaving. The cops just came up to him and asked him, hey, what's going on here? You don't have an ID? What's going on? Kid blows up. Being exchanged. Kid not complying. Kid gets tasered. Now kid's complying.
Sounds like Kieran in the state.
Here's your Patriot Act. Here's your fucking abuse of power.
Alright, here's this motherfucker.
Whoa! He's dropping the Patriot Act bomb. Patriot Act.
When you're in a place and you're causing a ruckus and you're the reason why the cops are called to this place, the cops are going to question you. Because there's no other reason why they're there other than you. So they come up to you, ask you a couple of questions. You're disobedient. You're not complying. You go off in a tirade. They try to restrain you. Now you break out this shit.
Stop fighting us! I'm not fighting you! I said I want me!
A little overreaction.
Whoa!
Don't you, Rock, when you're getting pulled over in your car, right?
Right.
Do you blow up like this?
No.
Even if you were totally in the right and you did nothing wrong?
You don't want to fuck around with police like that. Wow!
Don't you act respectfully?
Well, you know, I tell them I'm the CEO. And they're like, oh, sorry, sir. Be on your way.
Yeah, I want their badge numbers.
Yeah, can you please get your badge number?
I like their badge numbers.
I got tased for no reason. I was leaving this gut.
No, you did get tased for a reason. Because you're the reason why the cops were called. And when they showed up to question you on why you don't have a student ID, you blew up in their face.
Well, here's the thing. From what I'm hearing, sounded as if they wanted to talk to him, ask him some questions, but he was trying to leave. And in his attempts to get by them, they pulled out their taser.
Right, and he blew up.
Ooh, it's a little sketchy, my friend. It's a little sketchy.
Kid's a little sketchy.
No.
Even if he wasn't sketchy at all, if he's the reason why the cops are called to the library... He should just sit there. If he did nothing wrong, why does he have to fucking blow up like that?
That's true.
You should comply. Hey, I forgot my student ID back in my dorm room. I'm sorry.
That's true.
I'm sorry you officers had to come down here. If you'd like, you know, you can come back with me to my dorm room. I'll show you my student ID, whatever.
Right.
Case closed. No tasering. But you gotta go, police brutality! I'm leaving!
Patriot Act!
Shut up.
This is taking place. You stop me. You're abusing your power. Here's your justice at work, University
of Stand up.
Fuck off.
You just shot him up. You just
stand up.
Stand up. We're gonna get tased again.
Stand up. Get up. Stand up.
Don't do that.
Stand up.
Get up or you get tased again.
Stand up.
Ass up.
All right, come stand up.
You motherfucker.
Get up.
You're not leaving, you douche.
He wouldn't even stand up, so you're not really leaving. Now, I don't like this kid. I thought maybe he might have slightly been in the right. He's definitely in the wrong now. Couldn't even stand up. He wouldn't even stand up for him. What a douche.
He hung around until the cops showed up to the scene. He stayed in the library until the real enforcement came.
Attention whore. That's
so
what he is.
You wouldn't leave.
That's an attention whore.
There was a person at the library asking you to leave because you didn't have a fucking student ID. And you didn't leave. You started to leave when the real fucking boy showed up. And then you threw into a fucking tirade. Now this kid's suing everybody.
Of course.
Fucking college douchebags.
Of course.
I went to college. I wasn't a douchebag. Why is everybody going to be a douchebag when they go to college? Most of the people.
I wasn't a douchebag.
Stand up. Stand up.
Young, you know, you when you were younger, did you think you were really important? You know what I mean? How young kids feel that way?
No, I don't know. Yeah. I was just one of the bunch.
Sure you are.
Officers, we want your information.
Just stand up.
You never showed up to high school with like a butterfly collar and like a really loud purple shirt,
no.
Wanting attention.
No,
you weren't like me.
No.
This just goes on and on. You get the fucking kids and the other kids in the library going, "You're abusing the power. You're brutalizing this guy."
They're sticking up for him. They're sticking up for the kid.
Leave him alone. He did nothing wrong. Blah, 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 blah. Shut up, you fucking douchebags. Kid wasn't complying with the law enforcement. You comply with the law enforcement. Now it's a whole big deal. Fucking national news. I gotta hear about it every fucking 5 seconds on the cable news networks. I wanna hear about Tomcat. I don't wanna hear about this. I wanna know what fucking Tom Cruise is doing in a castle with a chick with a droopy face.
Ramirez checking in. He said, sounds like the effects from Frankenstein. It does. It's alive! It's alive!
It is. By the way, Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes.
Oh,
married.
You must be excited. You must be all happy for him.
So happy for the couple.
Did you send him a card?
So happy. And I tell you what, that Billy Bush, man, he can cover anything.
He's a...
That guy hits the hard-hitting news. Fucking Billy Bush. That guy's on his way. Next Tom Brokaw, I'm thinking. Billy Bush.
That's your boy!
And this guy's even a little better because he can pronounce his L's.
That is your boy. Your boy, Billy Bush.
Billy Bush.
Your boy!
On his way to the top of
your
the broadcasting
boy.
Industry. Watch out, fucking Ryan Seacrest. Your fucking days are numbered.
Battle of the faggots.
Battle of the network faggots. That should be a new fucking... That should be a new show on Fox.
No, it should be our show.
Battle of the network faggots. Billy Bush, Ryan Seacrest.
That's cool. We'll get Josh and Mark Anthony Ramirez to play the parts.
Why can't we just get Billy Bush and fucking what's his head?
Okay.
Ryan C. Faggot.
I just wanted to knock our comedian friends.
Why knock our comedian friends? They're out there struggling. They're out there fucking trying to make the people laugh for a little next to nothing.
Well, drop some N-bombs and they'll be, you know, they'll be famous.
There you go. That's the way to go. Go to Laugh Factory and not make people laugh. That's the way to get on YouTube.
Exactly. And you're on Letterman.
All right, everybody. Time to do drunk calls. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LOON. That's 206-202-5666. This is when people go out during the week. They get hammered. And instead of calling their boyfriends and girlfriends, moms and dads, they call us and leave us just rambling messages. The first one is C from Colorado. So here we go.
Fucking lunatic radio shit. I just want to let you guys know, this is C from Colorado, and fucking, yeah, I was really sick this morning. I was fucking puking all over the place, and, I want to let you guys know that, if you were in Colorado, you would have been able to make get a couple chicks over and fucking make a porno, one of those ass piss pornos that you were talking about. Because man, my stomach's been shooting out shit that I didn't even know existed. So I just want to let you guys know that ass piss and fucking Lunatic Radio, and I'm not even gonna say the beans. So fuck you guys.
Thank you. So we could have been out there making an ass piss porno video with this kid. Sounds like an event. Ass piss is growing though.
It is.
One person.
It's all the rage.
It's all the rage. Here's C from Colorado again.
Fucking C from CO again. I forgot the biggest part about that ass piss. I fucking shit two pairs of underwear already today. Can't hold that shit in, man. Fucking ass piss. Fuckers.
Alright. C from Colorado calling in to let us know that he shot himself.
Ass piss.
Ass piss. Some dude, here we go.
Hey! Guys is like, ack, 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 ack.
That guy couldn't even get the ack out.
Ack, 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 ack.
There's another one. All right.
Wait, play your clip again with the music in the music in the background. It's so fucking funny.
Ooh. B-Lo bitch, everybody from Buffalo.
Hey, listen, you little fuckers. It's the B-Lo bitch.
Nice!
And it's not B-Lo, it's in J-Lo, like that fucking big-ass little whore, okay? Oh. It's B-Lo, as in Buffalo, because I am representing the town, okay? Oh. And you know what?
What?
I am better. We're better than AIDS, all right? We're like the clap, you know? Or maybe, I don't know. Something that goes away if you take enough penicillin, you know, but Ottawa, I mean, you got that shit.
Oh!
And you know what? Ottawa's like, ugh, it's like toe fungus.
Oh!
But, yeah, just listen to the podcast that I thought I'd call in and tell you.
Sure.
That's how I'm feeling. And this isn't that chick, I forgot her name. But, yeah. So, peace out.
You know what? I think it's on. Buffalo versus Ottawa.
Versus Ottawa.
It's the new war. Buffalo versus Ottawa. Forget everything going over in the Middle East. The new war is with Canada.
Shit fighting shit.
Does anybody win?
No.
Oh, that was cool, though. I like B-Lo.
B-Lo bitch from Buffalo, everybody.
She's kind of got that tough hotness
some reason
going for
I
her
think
voice.
She's... Some reason I think she thinks we're in Ottawa.
No, would you stop it?
I don't know. No. All of her phone calls have been bashing Ottawa.
Maybe she's got a serious issue with them. We kind of did.
Who really has a serious issue with Ottawa?
We started.
Ottawa's done nothing.
We started it.
Yeah, because we didn't know where it was.
And they close on Sundays.
Be a little bitch again.
What's up, Lunatic Radio? Yeah. It's the B-Lo bitch, and I just called to say that the Sabres have beaten Ottawa, proving to you that we are better than them. Thank you very much. I am not that drunk because I have work tomorrow. Sucks balls, but it's what a person has to do. Rocket?
Yes.
I want you so bad. I want to fuck you in the backseat of my Escalade.
Nice!
If I had one.
Uh-oh.
But we could always go over to Polish Bob's house with Garen and watch some movies on Sunday night.
What?
Because that's what cool people do, apparently, according to Garen. And that's pretty much it. Oh, Ronnie Beans, I'm sorry for my comment about your small penis. You're a big dude.
No worries, never gonna hear it.
Dude, I'm sure it's not that small. I honestly don't know. If you want to show it to me sometimes, and you can rub it in between my boobies. But it'll kind of be like sloppy seconds, because Rocket's getting in there before you. He can tell you can put his face in there and just go.
I like her.
Oh, and it'll just get me off.
Thank you.
I'm masturbating you tonight. Bracket.
Whoa!
All right, I'm out.
I'm doing that tonight now, too. Can I just say something? Either you know her and she knows your deal, or she's probably one of the most intense listeners ever for this show. How does she know the whole Polish Bob thing?
Honestly, do you think I would know somebody from Buffalo?
No, I'm thinking, no. I meant it like someone's fucking with you.
No, I don't know.
That you know.
I don't know her at all.
That didn't sound like Lindsay at all. Right?
That's not Lindsay.
No. I like her.
I don't know what that is.
I like her.
Yeah.
She should call in every week.
She's a very intent listener.
Yeah. How the hell did she know? I think we mentioned that once, that joke, and it was like kind of in passing because we figured it was so inside.
I like her.
Can I say something? Someone from Ottawa's got to call and step up to the plate now.
Yeah, what up?
Buffalo drew the line.
The B-Lo bitch is dissing on your city.
She drew the line. Are you going to step over it? Are you going to show it? Are you going to be down?
It's a capital.
Are you stepping up? Buffalo. Come on. Come on, Ottawa. Open up the Sunday.
Yes, we must get a traveling road show going.
What's that? What do you mean? What are you talking about?
LunaticRadio.com show.
Where did that come from?
First stop, Ottawa. Second stop,
Buffalo.
Buffalo.
I like it. I want someone from Ottawa calling in. Or someone from Canada representing Ottawa. B-Lo set it right there. She set the table.
Here she is again.
Yo, what's up, Lunatic Radio? This is the Buffalo bitch. I just got home from bar hopping. Nice. I'm pretty plastered. I took this energy pill today, and it was pretty cool. I'm buzzing right now. I want to run a mile or something. I'm gonna be like Fat Kev and be a triathlete.
Nice.
I'm pimp like that. It was pretty cool. I was dancing on the bar, and my shirt came off a little bit. And it was good time had by all.
I like.
There was this Puerto Rican dude, and I told him I wanted his penis. And he asked me to go to his car with him, and I was like, that is not happening. It was a good night. Yeah. Love you guys.
Sounds like a real hoot. I met a Puerto Rican guy. He asked me to blow him in his car. I said no. So that was really fun. What?
That's a solid night right there.
Yeah. Bracket.
Yeah.
I want your balls. Woo! I want you to teabag me.
Nice.
While I'm sleeping.
Holy
really
shit.
To his wife.
Wow.
And
Rocket's balls have pepperoni on them.
Yeah, I tried to download.
It was just a funny image in my head.
Yo. For last week, and it wasn't on iTunes because my computer sucks balls. Sucks big balls.
Big rocket balls.
And it wasn't there, and I'm kind of upset because I love the show.
Aww.
Oh, but you guys is like the November 7th show.
Mm-hmm.
You guys like all screwed up because it didn't record.
Right.
Dude. Boo. That's all I gotta say. Is
what?
Ew.
Boo. Boo.
Boo.
Boo.
Boo.
Boo.
Oh, yeah. And,
Wait, why is it boo?
Hey, Ray Ray. I'm down with the brown. Call me up sometime.
Uh-oh.
Out.
No love connection.
B-Lo is a goer.
Well, for Ray Ray, everyone wants to bang a buffalo.
She's a goer.
There you go.
B-Lo, feel free to send pictures to rocket@lunaticradio.com.
Oh, stop, you pimp.
Sorry. Just, hey, listen, this is my job. I got to tell people, you know.
Jib Jim.
Hey, Kieran. West Virginia, 45. Pitt, 27. 11 minutes left in the fourth. Just Jim from Columbus, Ohio. We got Michigan and Ohio State this weekend. All right. Looks like the Mountaineers are doing good, buddy.
Football. 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 Football.
All right.
Football.
How about Rutgers falling to like 2007?
Yeah, way to go, Rutgers.
Place. Holy shit, they went down to Division III.
You didn't even lose to a football team.
It's awful. What? They didn't even show up.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Fucking A, dude.
At least make it interesting.
No.
But this doesn't look good for West Virginia, though. Because
they're going to win the Big East. What are you talking about?
No, because the Louisville still is still good to go.
We're going to smoke Rutgers.
But if you...
That was the plan. The plan was to smoke Rutgers.
But I thought... But since Rutgers fell so far in the standings, if you were to beat them, it won't
really... matter. We're going to win the Big East. Mountaineers all the way.
Yeah, so weird.
They're going to win the Big East.
All right.
Doesn't matter what Rutgers falls
They're not going
to
win. They're not going to win the Big East. Louisville's going to win it.
No, they're not.
Why not?
Because if we beat Rutgers, we clinch the Big East.
Really?
Yes. No matter what, Rutgers can lose the rest of their games if we beat Rutgers.
I'm taking Rutgers out of the equation. I'm talking about Louisville.
It doesn't matter. Louisville lost to Rutgers. If we beat Rutgers, we're good.
Oh, I see. Damn. I don't want West Virginia to win.
No, they're going to win.
Does Syracuse have a chance? No.
And getting snow? Yeah. It's cold up there.
That's about it.
All right. Jimmy 14.
Hey, Jimmy!
Hey, this is Jimmy 14 calling from the capital of college football, Columbus, Ohio.
Football.
Just got home from the Buckeyes winning the Big Ten and on the way to the national championship. Said I'd call in. I'm calling in. I'm more tired than drunk. Been up
football.
Since, yesterday morning. Buckeyes rule. So is Lunatic Radio. Later.
Nice.
Football.
Now,
yeah, there you go, man. How about that O State game, huh?
Here's a little fun tidbit about Jimmy 14. He's an Islander fan. He came for the opening night, only from Ohio.
Wow.
To catch the Islanders opening night.
Football.
He's a cool dude. He's a cool dude.
So there is another one out there.
Yeah. Two of us.
Good for you.
And one's in Ohio.
Man, you guys are forking over a lot of cash to keep that team going. Which one of you paid that fucking goalie $15 million for 15 years or some shit?
Shut up. They're doing well, except they lost tonight. I'm kind of upset.
Yeah. So the Ohio State-Michigan game. Very good. Jib Jim was there. Or Jimmy 14 was there.
Jimmy 14.
Is Jib Jim and Jimmy 14 the same person?
No. I thought it might have been, but no. Jimmy 14 is different.
Here is Sizzlin' Sarah. By the way, if fucking... I love college football, but if fucking Ohio State plays Michigan again in a national championship game, I'm quitting. Something.
Lunatic Radio!
ASAP.
What happened, Sarah?
Sarah.
I'm fucking pissed off that my team lost, but it's not because Auburn is better. Because fucking cocksucker, motherfucker, son of a bitch, Mike Shula is a horrible coach. So that's my rant.
Oh my God, I love her.
She
knows the coach's name.
I just got a stiffy.
By the way, Sizzlin' Sarah is an Alabama fan.
Yeah. Roll Tide. And she's playing. She actually looked up what Roll Tide was.
People like the college football talk.
Sort of.
Some reason. Yeah, Alabama was playing Auburn and Auburn won, right?
Right.
Hey, we had a really great party. Drinking the beer, eating the chicken wings, having a good time, watching the football game. Oh, yeah, Kieran, I tell you something.
Oh, look at that.
She didn't get me.
I love Sierra.
Football.
That was awesome.
All right, here she is again.
She got you.
Okay, this is Sarah. I felt bad for hanging up, so I had to call back. Kieran knows I love this great big Irish cock.
Now listen to what you just said. Kieran loves his great big Irish cock. What? Doesn't exist. Yeah. Great big and Irish don't go together.
Yeah. Irish and acorn sized, that does.
Irish and depressed.
Yeah. Right there.
That's another story. Hand in hand.
Is Rocket the CEO? You know, you are so good to your people. I love you, Rocket, and I love your job almost as much as Danny Noonan loves them. And Ronald Beans, I just wanted to tell you that I am wearing some very sexy high heels just for you tonight. So I will talk to y'all later. I love Lunatic Radio. I'm recording. All right, bye.
Wow.
Hey, will you give me another beer?
Nice!
She's going.
That's awesome. I love Sarah, or Sierra.
No, that's not Julie McCullough saying the word football.
Football.
That was awesome.
The girl saying the word football?
Football.
I think it's 3 years old. This is from that dude in Tennessee. Got his child to say football for me. Which is kind of bizarre, but it I like it.
Furball.
That's so, oh. So Sarah's at like a bar, some dingy bar with high heels on, ordering a beer. That's awesome.
She's coming home from the Bama game.
That's a goer.
Hold on, I'll do this for her. Roll Tide!
That was stupid.
Adam 81.
What up, guys?
Hey.
Another late night of drinking and sitting and driving and fucking some other things that I probably shouldn't be doing. But at least I'm at home now and I'm not doing anything else except calling your asses.
I love
his
laugh.
Happy fucking Friday, bitches.
I love that fucking kid's laugh. He has like that pause laugh. Like, he'll say something, he's like, hey, what's up, it's Adam 81. I love that shit. Tisha, everybody.
Furball.
Hey, this is Tisha.
Hi.
It is Sunday. I think it's like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm not sure.
Wow.
But I'm laying in my bed. Listening to a football game. I think it's Chicago. I don't know. But I was thinking, I don't know why, but I want a picture of Kieran and Rocket and Ronnie Beans. I want a picture of y'all, like, in football uniform. I just think it would be really cute if y'all
smokes
would,
a lot of weed, right?
Put on football uniform to take a picture for me. I don't know why I listened into football. I thought about y'all.
She called this the weed hotline.
Yeah, really?
Seems like everybody's weed.
I guess because y'all make the girls say football.
That's right.
Really
high. Pass the blunt hotline.
So I know I'll probably sound slow and borderline disabled. But I don't have kids this weekend. They're at my dad's. So I've been having a smoke fest. And I didn't want y'all to think I was a bad parent to get fucked up in front of her kids. Because I don't. I'm very secretive about it. Anyway.
Wow. This is revealing.
Yeah, so I just want that football picture of y'all.
Football.
And I think that's all. Cannabis thinks it's funny when I say foosball. He says that that sounds better than football.
Foosball.
Foosball.
Foosball. Foosball.
Okay, I'm going to listen to football.
Foosball.
You fellas. Bye.
Wow.
All right, here's Tisha, everybody. Smoking weed on a Sunday afternoon. Holla back. Bad sparks, finally.
Hey!
What up, Kiernan, Rocket,
yo.
Ronnie Bean, Bad Spark out here in the PNW, Oregon, Washington, you know the fucking place, we're going to party here someday. Anyways, to the point, I'm a little fucking drunk again this weekend, as usual, and I just want to know how come there are no pictures from Bar Night that include the backside of Pam and that shirt she made.
To answer that question, have you ever seen the front side of Pam?
Nice. Look at you, Kieran. Give yourself a high five.
Sure, the backside's very nice.
Yeah.
Front side, there's a lot more going on.
Yeah.
You got the face, got the boobs.
An excellent show in front.
Get the hips, legs.
It must be kind of weird to take a picture. Like, can you turn around, please?
Pam's even has hot kneecaps.
Okay, now
you've seen
just,
the kneecaps?
Now you're just odd.
Those
again.
Things are blazing.
Now you're going to Kieran weirdness.
It's blazing.
Hey, Pop,
I mean, God damn, that is a fine fucking woman right there. And, you know, if I can get any glimpse of skin, it should be when she's wearing clothes that show skin. So where the fuck were you guys at, Kieran? Getting fucking pillow talk? Jesus Christ.
I was too busy looking at her back. I didn't want to grab no camera. That t-shirt she was wearing on the bar night, right? It did have a slip, though, when, like, all the way on the backside
right,
of it.
Right, yeah.
All the way down, huh?
Yeah, it's nice.
Yikes.
Fuck. You know, I bet Rocky's the one that got fucking laid that night. I don't even give a fuck. I want to know where the fuck my Pam B skin is, because I ain't getting it. You know, what the fuck, you guys? You guys haven't let me down yet, and that was almost one, but, you know, that's all good. Pam B, love you. You're fucking hotter than shit. I love all my lunatics.
That's not a good selling line right there, buddy. You're hotter than shit.
Wow. That's like calling your buddy kinda cool. She's hotter than shit. That's worse, actually.
Yeah.
She's hotter than shit. It depends on what shit you're talking about.
He's talking about us not getting a picture of her back. Meanwhile, he's calling her hotter than shit. Who's in a worse shape right now?
Yeah. That Pam B girl, man, get that fucking hotter than shit, yo. Shit.
West Coast, East Coast, up and down, in and out, left and right.
Bye bye.
Peace out, y'all. Word
them
up,
Kiernan. Yeah, hang up the phone. Hang it up. Click.
By the way, he must not hang up the phone here because there's 2 more minutes left on the phone call.
Wow. Magic of the drunk call hotline.
This kid's so drunk he couldn't even hang up his phone.
Oh, man.
All right.
That's great.
That was the drunk call hotline for this week, everybody. Thanks, everybody, for calling in. Pam B, yes, very attractive young lady. I guess that fucking shirt she made is a popular thing. People love it.
It is.
People love the shirt
it's
she made.
Saucy.
Didn't she say she was making one, another one?
Yeah, she showed us the prints for him that she's going to lay out. One of them said, I suck, which I thought was so fucking funny.
She's very crafty, Pam B.
She is.
Crafty young lady. All right, everybody. So what did we accomplish on today's show?
That Maria Shahata, that wasn't a special hug. That was just a standard issue hug.
Right. Maria Shahata.
And I learned.
Fine comedian out of Columbus, Ohio.
That there's a chick in Buffalo right now waiting for me. Which is pretty cool.
We proved that we can do bad radio for about 3 hours.
Pretty much. Pretty much. We learned that Josh Gogan bought the Nintendo Wii.
Right. We learned that Michael Richards really bombed at the Laugh Factory in L.A. Really bombed. Can't really bomb hard on that one.
And really has anger issues.
Either that or he's just really... not a funny guy. That show that he had, that cop show, horrible. By the way,
you know what else we learned? That we're Opie and Anthony tonight.
Right.
We were Opie and Anthony.
We learned that there's a stripper out in Phoenix, Arizona who thinks we are Opie and Anthony. Why do I have to be Opie? Because I'm sitting behind the board?
Pretty much. Board op.
Fuck. I'm a board op.
I'll do my Ronald Reagan impression. Well... Well,
I can't even do an Opie impression.
No,
there's nothing to do.
Just do like that. No, you didn't. And he always does. It's always funny. Not really.
Oh, wait, I got one.
Oh, okay.
Didn't you know I could have been a model?
We should get them on the show.
Yeah, I think that would go for well. Hey, how about they just come here and do the show? We leave. What the fuck is the point of us being on the show?
There is none.
None.
There was never any point to us being here.
No. Right.
What?
Who?
Third base. First base. Hey, once again, Patrick Milligan from ChrisHumor.net will be in studio co-hosting with us. We figured he sucks so much on the phone interview.
A couple weeks ago. Nice plug and just bail on it.
What'd I do?
You just gave the kid a good plug. You're like, hey, Patrick from CringeHumor.net is going to be on the program next week.
Right,
yeah, he's a real cocksucker.
I didn't say cocksucker.
You were on your way there. He's going to be on the show.
I didn't say he was a cocksucker.
You were going to say something negative.
No.
You were going to say...
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, you're on your way to being negative.
He gets a little sweaty. Because
you think it's wacky.
And he carries around a clipboard, but outside of that, there's nothing. No.
You saw him one night carrying a clipboard. Do you think he carries that thing 24 hours a day?
He's going to bring it. You'll see it. Next week, he's going to have a clipboard with
Patrick
it.
Is not going to have a clipboard when he comes here next week.
Are you sucking his dick right now, son?
Not sucking his dick.
I think you're sucking his dick.
I think you were doing good with a nice plug for Patrick coming on the show next week.
And
then you were about to fucking give an uppercut to his nutsack.
Hey, newsflash, dipshit. You're not a mind reader. You can't predict the future.
I can read your mind.
You cannot.
Yes, I can.
No, you cannot.
Yes, I can.
You can.
Yes.
No.
Can.
No.
Yes.
No. No! I was not. I'm very excited he's coming next week. It's going to be a lot of fun. Very excited to have Patrick Milligan in studio. It should be a lot of fun. You're an asshole. Die.
Cousin Rob checking in. More like Michael Richards was really hung up to dry. What do you mean by that? Like, who hung him up to dry?
Hung him out to dry, maybe? Hung maybe David Letterman. By doing this on the show.
No, he just can't. Well, he does. Chris from Chaos Radio says that Patrick from cringehumor.net carries a clipboard all the time.
Apologize to me now, dipshit. Apologize to me now, you fucking asshole. Get off my case. I can't say a goddamn thing without you interrupting.
Shut up, Rock.
Okay.
By the way, why are we talking about the clipboard fucking things of Patrick Milligan?
Because you started with me. I was given a plug. I was doing.
Why are you getting upset?
Because you never let me talk.
You were about to fucking nail the guy.
I was not.
You did a plug for the guy.
You want to fucking suck his dick?
All right, Rock.
You want to fucking suck his dick
for future notice?
Holy shit!
Say we're on a regular radio
you're
station.
You're gonna
bro.
Grab your.
I'm not sucking his dick.
Wait, someone's calling in.
Who's calling in?
It's 917. That's around here.
All right.
Oh, careful.
Hello. Who's this? Hello.
Oh, they hung up. What'd you do?
Shh.
What was that? Do you know who that was?
No.
Do you know who 917 is?
It's probably one of your hosts.
That's right. It was B-Lo. B-Lo should call in. What up?
No, Patrick's going to be on the show next week. It's going to be good.
Should be a lot of fun.
Right.
Don't be an asshole.
I'm not being an asshole.
You were being an asshole to me.
You were about to kill him.
I was not.
You were on your way and I stopped you. And now you turned it into a thing like I'm sucking his cock.
Karen,
you are about to nail the guy.
You have no talent whatsoever. You have nothing. I was not going to nail him.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't.
You were on your way.
I was not.
Dude, I'll put it in the playback and I'll fucking put that fucker on
what
repeat.
I was going to do was say like, oh, you know, he sucks so bad on the phone.
Oh, Maria Shahada's trying to call us.
Why?
I don't know.
So, tell her to call back.
Call back, Maria, if you're listening.
If you're listening.
There. She's not listening.
Yeah. Why'd she call?
Is anybody listening to this shit?
Did she by accident call and then she realized what she dialed? She's like, oh shit, hang up.
All right, Chris from Chaos is telling me she's trying to call us.
So call. Tell her to call back.
All right.
No, all I was going to do was say like, oh, you know, he sucks so bad in the phone call, we figured let's have him in studio. That was it. That was like just a stupid little, you know, fun. There was no going any further. There was no intention to be mean. I'm not a mean person, Karen. Every time I say something, you got to interrupt. I can't remember the last time I said something and you didn't interrupt me.
Who's yelling? You hear that? I don't hear that.
God damn it.
Somebody's yelling.
You're an asshole.
Hear something.
That's why I freaked out when we first started the show and you were actually talking to me. It shocked me. You were actually trying to have a conversation with me. Unbelievable.
You know you're looking at the laptop and saying that shit?
Because I'm waiting for Maria to call. Because I'm working!
It looks like you're talking to the laptop.
Yeah, because I hate this fucking thing. I want to kill this fucking laptop. I hate it. It's awful.
Is this you at home? Like, do you sit in your office and just like yelling at the monitor and shit?
No, my computer at home is very nice to me.
Because it gives you porn.
Yeah, basically.
Fucking sick bastard.
Dude, this fucking laptop blows, man. Oh, it's awful.
The only problem is it's not blowing you.
Horn.
By the way, Z100, Jingle Ball, coming up.
Do you want to call her? You want to call her back?
No. I'm sure if she had something to say, she would have called back.
Well, come on, let's be a dick. Come on, we'll call her.
No, why? Why drag out the show? We've been on forever.
All right.
Time to go.
Time to go home.
I've been up since 3:30 this morning.
We're going home now. Yeah, because you... Oh, that's another...
Shut up!
No!
Holy Christ!
No, that's another thing.
Click.
Holy shit.
Click.
You're like...
Christ! almighty,
let's
dude.
Let's get out of here. It's time for...
Hold on.
Radio.com.
I'm keeping your... The reason why I don't talk to you, every time I say something, it's, oh my God, dude, I can't believe you picked up that paper and threw it in the trash can. Holy Christ, who the fuck does that? Every time. How could I have a conversation with the screaming lunatic?
It's not on.
I guess you're on the right show.
Hello?
It's
there you go.
Shut up.
No, I just, can I make my point real quick?
Go ahead.
And I'll be nice. I won't yell.
Can you make it under fucking 10 seconds?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go to bed a little bit earlier. Being up at 4:30 in the morning.
I did go to bed early. No. I woke up then.
Yeah, you're so fucking weird. Because you start doing...
Shut up! End of discussion! I woke up then! I don't need to discuss my fucking sleeping habits with Rocket.
Yes, you do. It's
not healthy waking up at... Oh, what's so unhealthy about waking up at 3:30 in the morning?
That's bullshit. You're lying. You did not wake up.
I did, too.
Why were you... What? On Saturday?
Because I went to bed early.
You are fucking lying.
You're not.
You're always up until like 3-4 in the morning.
Right. I've changed that.
What?
Now I get up early. I don't stay up late. I get up early.
You're an awful human being.
You're awful. I'm getting yelled at for my sleeping habits.
You know why? Because at 4 o'clock in the morning, you're pushing buttons on the fucking board.
Oh, now here's an excuse.
I'm always cleaning up your mess. Always cleaning up your mess.
Well, it's because I like shooting my loads places, dude.
Ew, it's so messy. You're like the elephant in the parade, and I'm like the shit cleaner upper guy.
That's the way it should be. I'm going to shit some dung later.
Go clean it up.
Thank you. Hotties of the week.
Let's get out of here. It's time for...
By the way, I just said I'm going to shit some dung.
Wait a minute. Also, wait.
Somebody get me on that one.
Yeah. Chris saying, yeah, give her a call. She thinks she did something wrong. It's up to you.
All right, go ahead.
All right. I mean, yeah, whatever. We'll see. Let's see what happens.
What'd she do wrong?
Nothing.
10 seconds of glory of me sticking my tongue in your throat.
Sorry, Rock. That's my brain talking.
I'm not gay, but willing to try. Is that what you can say next?
Is this going to echo from Maria?
No, why would it echo? We're calling her.
Usually the call-outs echo.
But we'll see what happens.
Why does she think she did something wrong?
Hello,
Maria.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Maria. How are you?
I called you guys back because I was talking to Chris online, Chris from Chaos Radio, and he told me you guys were dissing my hog.
You were dissing your hog? Hug?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hug.
I thought you said hog. No, I wasn't dissing your hug.
He said it was nothing special. He said you guys were disappointed in my hug.
No. We were saying that you just give those hugs out. It wasn't like a special hug for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. You know, I don't just hug anyone. That's a total lie. I hug everyone. I'm sorry. There's nothing more I could do for you.
No, it's fine.
I don't know what else to say.
No, I feel bad.
No, don't feel
but
bad.
I put more heart into some of my hugs.
No, it's all good.
There you go.
Yeah. Just it wasn't with Kieran. That's the bottom line.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to look for a special hug. I don't know why Rocket brought it up.
No, you kind of were, guy.
I was?
Were you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. After you, like, let go of the hug, he was trying to, like, he was, like, simulating the hug still with you, like, just a couple more seconds.
He was still hugging me. I'd walked away.
Exactly. Yeah. And his eyes were closed and everything. It was awful.
He's, like, hugging himself.
Yeah.
Rubbing his back.
See? Exactly. See, now you understand what we were talking about, Marie. See, that's it. You did absolutely nothing wrong. You did nothing wrong. You were fantastic.
And who?
I just had to spend my hug.
Right. I don't know what he's... I don't even listen to him when he's on the show. So whatever he just said, I don't even know what he said. So, all right, Maria.
Okay, well, I'm glad we straightened that out.
Yes.
Have a good night.
Okay, you too. Maria Shahata, everybody, in Columbus, Ohio.
I want to add her.
That was awkward.
I'm going to add her to the phone book.
She's cool. I like her. MariaShahada.com is the website. MySpace.com/something.
Why is that awkward? There was nothing awkward about that.
I don't even know. I didn't know what to say.
You never
I'm
do.
Not looking for a special hug. By the way, when she did hug me, who's the one that made the big fucking deal out of it?
I didn't make a deal then.
Who made the big... Don't you fucking fix it. You did. You were like, oh my God, you see that hug? And I was like, what are you talking about? She gave me a hug. You were like, dude, it was a long hug. And I was like, what?
What
are you made the big deal out of it.
What are you talking
about? Don't fucking do it. At Gotham, you were the one making a big deal about it.
I was impressed.
And who just threw me underneath the bus? You did.
Because it was a nice hug, but
Rocket,
Maria, wait,
Rocket,
stop, wait, let me finish.
Rocket, come over here and take the knife out of my back.
No, there was nothing to take. You're missing the point.
Backstabber.
Yes, I said it was a nice hug, but then she said when she called before that she gives out those hugs to everyone. So in essence, what I thought was a good quality hug just turned out to be a run of the mill hug for you, and it was nothing special. That's what it was. That's what it was. You're missing. See, you're not understanding me. Because I said, oh, wow, seemed like you got a great hug. Because I was saying, if you listen to the beginning of the show, how, like, you know, you get the extra holding and the rubbing. I thought it was there. But now she said in her interview before that she gives out hugs like that to, you know, a lot of people.
But didn't so, you just throw me underneath the bus just now?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Why not?
That's my point.
What's wrong with that?
There was no need to do that.
Because you didn't get a special hug.
Right. I didn't think it was a special hug to begin with.
Yes, you did. You were all like...
I did not. He was the one that brought it up.
You were so, you like, did. All over.
I was not.
And then when I said... I think
I'm not a hornball like you.
You were all over that.
I don't
that.
Expect anything.
You were all over that.
Oh, shut up. No, I wasn't.
You've had over 3 hours to make that point. Now, all of a sudden, you are? Interesting.
What 3 hours to make what point?
To make that counterpoint that, that you know, I'm the one that brought it up.
You were?
Why are you bringing it up now?
Because I'm not a backstabber, shit dick. I'm a nice guy.
No, you're not.
Guys want
to... You're mean to me.
Yeah. I'm nice, fucker.
What are we doing?
I don't know,
we're
man.
We're not even doing a show.
I'm fucking half asleep. All right, what is it? Honeys of the Week?
Yeah, sure.
Let's get out of here. It's time for LunaticRadio.com's Hotties of the Week.
Hottie of the Week time, everybody. This is when we pick a chick from the world of entertainment, demon or Hottie of the Week. Pointless segment, do it every week. Yeah, so if you're listening, post your fucking hotties. If not, fuck it, who cares? My hottie of the week this week, everybody, I'm going to go with... Where am I going?
I'm going with Eugene Kim from Lost, that Asian chick.
I don't know. No.
Oh, yeah. No, she's on Lost.
You know what? I'm going to fucking throw Tara Reid a bone. I'm going to go with Tara Reid.
Really?
I was just watching on the...
Fucked up tits chick?
The E! Channel, the behind the story of American Pie. She was kind of hot in the American Pie movies. I'm going to go with Tara Reid. Fuck it. Why not? My thanks to Maria Shahada, everybody.
Yeah.
Maria Shahada. MariaShahada.com.
Giving you the generic hug.
Fuck. I forgot her MySpace.
I can't find it. The hell with it. Everyone's saying we need counseling in the channel.
By the way, MySpace.com/Billy's Got It Made is Maria's MySpace page. Or you can log on to the MySpace.com. The Shahada Show. Maria's got a podcast out there, everybody. It airs weekly on the Chaos Radio Network, cringehumor.net, I believe. Something else.
Real quick, some of the hotties of the week. Sizzle Sarah going with Rachel Weiss. Chaos Chris going with Shahada. Animated One going with Denise Richards. Tisha's going with the Zoo Woman. No idea who that is. Con Woman going with Tisha. Interesting.
Cousin Rob going with... Did he read that one already? Cindy Margolis. White disaster. What fucking year are you living in?
Oh, Cousin Rob going with Kelly Hazel. Always an excellent pick. I mean, that's like hottie of the millennium.
Dude, who's that?
Kelly Hazel. Did she...
Oh, yeah.
She may never go out of style.
Well, once those titties start sagging. Shit happens. CringeHumorRadio.com.
Yeah. Patrick going to be on next week. This is how we all started. This is how we got here in the first place.
Right. I want to thank Josh Gogan, everybody. Josh Gogan. MySpace.com/Josh Gogan or JoshGogan.com. Love the Josh Gogan. Funny guy. Good guy. We love him. Thank you very much. Next week on the program, we're going to have Killer 9. And that's probably not going to go too well.
We're going to let Patrick handle that interview.
Yeah. We'll get the new guy on it. Patrick from cringehumor.net is going to co-host the show. Rock and I will be here.
Doing what we do best.
Hope you have a good Thanksgiving, everybody. Thanksgiving on Thursday. Say hi to the folks for me.
Ooh, I got to throw this at Pamby going with Aliza. Nice. We got to get Aliza on soon. So they could have their like little reunion. Her and Pamby.
Aliza Ferreira Santos.
Brazilian.
Yes. All right, everybody. So have a good Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Say hello to folks. Be cool. Be safe. Bang a chick. Bang a two. Whatever you got to do. Go Mountaineers.
Tell the folks, Lunatic Radio guys, say hi.
Right. Until next week. See you later.
Later.
This concludes the LunaticRadio.com broadcast day. For questions and comments, email the show at LunaticRadio.com. That's THESHOW at LunaticRadio.com.